on the air.
22.
Welcome, friends. It's Dungeons and Dragons.
Welcome, friends. No. Okay, you are in the small desert.
Hello, boys and girls.
I choose you, Mr. Jellybone.
Yeah, everybody, shut up. You're in the small desert village slash oasis of Skellal, and you have been rested. Okay, Jerry, stop that, whatever you're doing. Just fucking stop it. Because it's annoying the piss out of me. Please. Thank you.
Mr. Jelly quivers for action.
All right, I'm going to take away the jelly quiver if you continue that thing, because it just sounds wrong. You just go poof in smoke or something, or just like go off in steam. Okay, so you're in the Skellal, and you were about to go to the ancient city of Tarl Irgut to help Shintai with his little possession problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you wake up in the inn.
Are you waiting for us to interact?
Oh, man, it's great to be awake. Stretch yawn. How are you doing, Mr. Jellypants? He's doing well.
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
You're doing well.
Mungo's got the giggles.
All right. Do you... Yeah, you sound messed up, dude.
I just woke up. Fuck off.
Oh, no. Okay. That makes sense. I thought you, like, drank a bunch.
Like, 10 minutes ago, I woke up.
No. That's cool.
I've had one of the greatest sleeps I've ever had. I just feel like dancing.
All right. So, continuing on our way, discussing our plan of action. We were previously traveling north, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
West or some shit.
And where are we now? We're just in the inn, right? So, like,
Now we're, like, in church. We're, like, the only guy that speaks sign language is, like, here, sleep here, guys, so we can fucking rape you in your sleep or something, because that's what always happens.
Another date.
Always. It happens one time.
While we summon sex wizards.
Okay. So, basically, you get down. Everyone eventually gets down to the... And you have breakfast, and now you're sitting on the table. You have some food, some drink.
And breakfast.
Whatever, like dates and lamb's meat.
Whatever they breakfast. Eat is the Middle East, man.
Something like that, I guess. What they eat in the desert, and like I guess coconut and shit. Your belly's got full, and you're not sitting on a table. Go for it.
All right, so equipment check, guys. I think we should have everything in
one,
order.
Right? Two. Jesus. I'm still there. One.
Do you think anyone
two.
Will notice if I steal this silverware?
Not if I transform it into something else.
I think we need to continue north as soon as possible. Because we need to...
Yeah, let's get the hell out of here before our friend kills us in our sleep.
We need to make some stuff happen.
Yep.
Agreed? Alright, let's rock and roll.
Okay.
yeah, let's go.
You exit the Emerald Hearth, where you were, and you were outside in Skellal. There's a couple of buildings, like white square buildings. There's a couple of people in different... cloaks.
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't mean to interrupt you, but what's the leveling situation like?
You're not gonna level today, but next time you're gonna level up.
Okay.
Okay. Because that way we can stretch out.
To keep us from getting overpowered, right? I get it.
Cool. Oh yeah, because I don't want to get you too strong yet, so. You're fine how we
Mungo
are.
Mungo lulls at Mr. Ty's jest.
Apparently Fleming is just shouting at this guy, when do we level up?
What is that leveling up you speak of? Says one guy.
He's talking
in a language that you can't understand.
I think he has some sort of erectile dysfunction problem.
Alright, okay. I'm sorry I interrupted you. I can see I threw us way off course.
Okay, so the road, as far as you have heard around, there is a road that goes to the east, and there's a couple of places there. Apparently there's a monastery, but that leads out of the desert again.
Alright, so and there's from where we are, there's a road east that leads to a monastery.
Eventually, that's what they say. And there is a road definitely to the north. Let me say the distance. 1 second. Info. It's 44 miles away.
How much? 44 miles away?
Yep.
Okay. Alright.
Carl, we got. Supposedly, some people said there is rumors to the north. To the northeast,
yeah.
There is ruin of some sort.
Ruins to the northeast, right?
Oh, yeah. As I said, there is a road to the west. So the monastery, at least the monastery, eventually is to the west, and then there's a road.
You said east originally.
Yes, and I'm fixing it.
No, that's cool. I got it. So we have a road to the north that goes somewhere we don't know. We have a road to the northeast that goes to a ruin.
Well,
so we're
the north. No, the north goes to Tarl Egat, the ancient city.
Tarl Egat.
Sweet, that's where we're going.
We're going to Tarl Egat, right?
Yeah, and to the north.
44 miles north, bro.
What are the state of the horses?
Yeah,
the horses.
They're fine.
They're fine.
You put them down to the inn stable.
So we can just assume they're fed and whatever. Okay.
Yeah, they are. You paid.
Rock and roll. Let's head north, gentlemen.
Sweet.
Woo! Let's walk the dinosaur! Ooh, walk the dinosaur! Get on the floor, bro. Open the door, get on
Party
the floor.
Party magician, we do not need travel music. You can't play the game when there's travel music.
That is funny.
Well, you're listening to Silver Alchemist Radio.
Oh, God.
Somebody looks at you and
just take your antenna off, buddy.
You see one of the guys and just looks at you. Radio? What is radio?
Wait,
Yo
I thought
mama.
We were in a town. Wait, out of character. I thought we were in a town that couldn't understand us.
Well, some people do and some people don't. You know?
Alright, I say to that guy, he's an alcoholic. Let's continue.
Ah, I see. He's been first. By the
poor fetal alcohol.
his liver has been cursed. It's been poisoned. He needs to take an antidote potion. Along with a
yeah,
phoenix down.
I'm totally down for those antidote potions.
Yes. Alright, guys, let's head off north. So I'm going to get mount my horse, which is named Cinnamon, by the way.
Yeah, we know that.
Cinnamon.
All right, let's begin traveling north, guys.
Okay, you start Cinnamon's traveling north.
Cinnamon's got nice buns.
That's a quite impressive balls.
And I'm so hungry, I could eat a horse.
Oh, no. All right.
Yeah, you travel around 20 miles... you see a caravan come up to you. It's a couple of wagons and with a bunch of horses and camels and
okay.
A bunch of people in turbans. And you see one guy, he's in the nicest caravan, in the nicest...
Bandits!
And he says, as you approach, he says, "Welcome to Fazir's Market. Would you like to buy something?"
What you got?
Oh, hold on.
What are you selling?
Sell everything.
What are you buying?
Sorry.
I'll take 20 okay. virgins. Can I get 20 virgins?
Can we take a caravan?
I'm not quite 20 virgins, but...
How much would you want... How much are you charging for your caravan?
From an entire caravan? I cannot sell that.
But you said everything for sale.
Silver Alchemist, Mungo. I think that if we have we had an equipment check before we left the inn, I think we're good. We are on a schedule.
I have here. Zero virgins. I don't think you understand the definition of good.
Well, we might have a slave girl that we could sell you, dear small person.
This is true, but the last time we went on oh my god, I have to say this in game speak. Last time we went on an adventure, it took us 3 days to do a simple thing because we kept getting caught up in side quests.
All right, let's continue north. Screw this caravan. Let's go. They don't have
sorry
virgins. They just
sorry
got
to
dirty slaves.
Good luck, caravan.
Sorry to have company, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. Goodbye.
All right. We're okay. Rolling north. We got to get Shintai fixed so we can be back 100% again.
Rolling.
Yeah. Get Mr. Tai fixed. Yes. That's what Mr. Tai hears.
Oh God. Not the voices again.
What? Okay.
Shintai,
what,
get back
voice?
Together. I'm going to slap you.
About? What voice is he talking about?
The voice is in my head, man.
We have to cut out the demons.
Okay.
There's demons in his brain, and we have to cut them out.
They don't leave me alone, man.
Just if you feel yourself getting
that's
possessed,
what traditional
dwarven
music says.
Okay. One second here. So you travel another 10 miles. You see suddenly a guy run towards you. He's got like scars all over him. He's bleeding and he's in panic.
Hey, he what's up, bro?
Help me, please! Help me, good sirs! I cannot speak good common, please, friend, in-game.
Okay. Relax. I should have 20 health potions. We'll give one to this guy.
Okay.
I say we put him to sleep and just ditch him.
He's healed up. And says, please help, in close cave nearby, friend being eaten. By great creature, please, you must help.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, no, sounds dangerous.
Like, I want to move the game forward, but at the same time, I feel nice to see some action. I don't know, I'll leave this up to you guys.
I cast a spell,
right,
sleep on the scab warrior.
Okay, roll d20.
I heard two actions. What's happening?
Okay, who does the action? Who else said to do an action?
All right, man, put him to sleep. I don't care.
Okay. Yeah, he falls asleep. Middle of the
let's
road.
Just roll, guys.
We're jerks. let's get out. Let's put him to
can
sleep.
We, can we at least put him somewhere? He's going to bake to death under the
attack
desert.
Attack him, man. Chop off his head. We got food.
Don't do that.
Fine,
we're gonna anger the
fine,
gods.
Heal him up.
I healed him. You put him to sleep.
Yeah, he's already healed.
Well, I just put him in sleep because he's obviously in very sharp pain. I thought if I put him in to sleep, it would relax him.
It's not too late.
Sorry, do you want
to
go?
If you wanted to do the side quest, we can shake him awake harmlessly, I believe. Anyway.
Nah, his friend's probably eaten by now, so let's just go.
Okay. You see the big walls of Tarl Egat. It seems to be a city in a Arabian kind of style, Mideastern style, desert city. Giant, simple, geometric walls.
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony.
Made out of sandstone. What?
It's a reference from 30 Rock. Egot is something that...
Oh, yeah, Egot. Yeah, I watched 30 Rock.
To
okay.
You, my Egot. All right, sorry to interrupt. Good.
Well, is it EGOT? Is it like I G O T? So.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, you can see a couple. You can see a bunch of guards on the walls, and you can see two guards on the side of the entrance. And you said, and you see
can
the
we
one,
talk to him?
No, one guy says
whatever
like,
you want.
Hey, Timita Kartok T.
Well, Fibbity Pop Bloom to you, too. We got a sick guy.
Ah.
Yeah.
So what's the one guy whistles, Another guard comes, the younger gun. Oh, I see. You speak the land of the southern region.
Apparently.
That right. Yeehaw!
So what do you want in the ancient city of Tarl Egot?
Yeah, we have a man who's desperately sick. He was sold a cursed item, and he needs to be uncursed as soon as possible. Thank you.
So, I come to Tarl Egot.
We hear there's a dude that can do the uncursing.
What is that dude you speak of?
A dude. Yeah,
he means
that's the
a guy.
Hip, popular southern word for man with massive testes.
I understand. So, the massive
testes... It's a sign of ultimate respect.
So, massive testes means great wisdom. I think you mean...
Yep.
I think you mean the ancient man of the golden age.
That right there was written in gold. That one sentence. Massive testes equals great wisdom.
I like to wear my wisdom around the neck.
I think you
have a lot of wisdom.
And you're sure you're not any bandits of any sort, right?
Pretty sure.
Yeah,
made a great.
We're just a couple of guys trying to help our sick friend.
Come well, in. Think of it this
we're
way.
Just
if
trying
we
to help
bandits.
A brother out.
Well, think of it this way. If we were bandits, why would we tell you?
Oh, that's
true. Makes sense.
No, you know, Mr. Ty, you say a lot of things that you'd be better off not saying.
Yes!
Why do,
say a lot of
why
things.
Why do you insist on filling
yes.
out?
It's the voices
There's
in my
no
head.
Good reason. There's no good reason to put doubt in his head.
Where?
Doubt, that's good. Yes! Feed on doubt.
Okay. Did your voice change? I thought you sounded differently than that.
I can sound however I want.
About Mr. Ty? Whose voice has changed?
Are you a separate demon?
Whose voice has changed?
I have multiple demons.
Maybe. Maybe I'm separate, maybe I'm not. Who knows?
God damn it.
I think his head should be infected with the whale guy.
No!
Oh, God!
Let's listen to that for a couple hours.
Oh, God, not that!
Anyway, so the guy says, you may enter the city, but be warned, if you start trouble, you will end up in the dungeon, or you will be dead.
No trouble, sir.
Okay, I'll be on my best behavior.
Thank you for your hospitality.
You enter the...
Silver Alchemist, you say nothing.
Okay. Everybody quiet. You enter the great city. It's a giant and busy city. Many buildings, you can see many towers, small temples, small towers. You can see a marketplace that you pass by, and you ask after the man of the golden age, and everyone points you to the biggest, what looks like a temple, castle sort of thing. Many different towers are there, and they say this is the great, you have to go to the great temple.
We go to the great
Wait,
temple.
Guys, okay. Before we go, should I ask if we need to make an appointment first?
They say you can...
No.
I think we're good to go.
We're just going. We're just going to rush in. I don't think they have appointments in this land.
We're just going to bum rush in.
What is the point? Yeah, I'm with Mongo on this one. Let's go ahead and make it happen.
Let's go ahead and stop doing everything we can to slow the pace of the game. Brilliant idea.
Okay, Jerry, terrifying. We get it. Slow pace, okay? We get it.
Yes, I am the only one that is bothered by that.
Yes. No, we're good to go. Let's stop talking about it.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go find the guy.
Okay.
We're knocking on his door.
No. You get... Everybody be quiet. As you travel towards the great temple, you can see the giant temple. You can see many steps leading up towards the temple. And you can see many guards in front of the temple gate, priests entering entering and leaving and coming out of the temple. So what do you do?
Can I look into the temple without actually entering? What can I see? Just priests?
I've got a spell that can help me see further, I believe.
Yeah, but you don't want to use it here. You don't want to use magic in a temple.
Good point.
Yeah, because if they think anything, if we set anything off, any suspicions will either end up in the dungeon or dead.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Mr. DM, what do I see?
Yeah. You basically, as I said, you see a giant gate, you see a bunch of guards, and you see priests entering and entering the temple through smaller doors on the side. And you see the guards there looking at you suspiciously.
This is weird. I'm not quite sure how to move this forward. Should we knock on the big door?
Well, as you go closer to the temple, one of the guards says, "Do you wish to talk to the man of the Golden Age?"
Man of the Golden Age, yes, I wish to talk to the man of the Golden Age.
Well, you have to answer riddle first to be seen as worthy.
Oh boy.
Okay, sure.
Okay, we will get our priest to ask you the riddle. He knocks on a smaller door. An old little man in a robe comes out, and he says, "Welcome to the temple. You wish to talk to the man of the Golden Age?"
"We wish to speak with the man of the Golden Age."
"I will ask you the riddle now. I have rivers without water, forests without trees, mountains without rocks, towns without houses. What am I?" You have three guesses, my friends.
Three?
Three right. is the holy number.
Can you repeat that?
Let's discuss.
Can you repeat that?
Yes, I can repeat it. Shut up, Brady. That was my roommate again.
What did he say? A hippie?
Shut up, Brady.
Yeah,
are
you
Greg Brady's sister, Marcia?
Yes.
So, let's go.
Okay, Mongo cannot talk now. I'm just kidding. Whatever. Yes, I can repeat it. I have rivers without water, forests without trees, mountains without rocks, towns without houses. What am I?
Are you a garden?
A map.
True. You have answered correctly. You may enter.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I was way off. I was thinking, like a train set, maybe?
Once I thought I was like, oh, that's easy.
The old man goes to the great gate and he knocks on it with a... There's a big knocker and he knocks on it three times.
Hey, big knocker?
Come on.
Yes, it's big boobs, you idiot. No, it's like something you can knock the door with.
Keep your robe flap down.
The gate opens. And it opens to a great hall full of gold and all kinds of statues. Looks very, very ancient and very decadent in a way.
Okay.
And you can see a great throne way back. It's around 200 yards. It goes in. You can see the throne like around 200 yards in. You can see a bunch of other priests doing all kinds of rituals. One guy is using some kind of container to create smoke and stuff like that. Other people are meditating in front of a giant statue. And the guy says,
"Do these people have no shame? They just meditate anywhere." Who's gonna clean it up?
We need to figure out which is the guy. So which one's...
Just go to the throne. He's right. Expecting.
Let's go. Alright, I'm gonna go to the throne. I'm at the throne now.
Okay, now I'll tell you when you're in front. You're going towards the throne, and you arrive at the throne, and you can see a bunch of guards. They stop you, around 20 feet away. You can see an old man sitting on the throne, and he stands up. He has a very long beard and big white beard and big like I say, eyebrows, and he has a cloak of some sort. He stands up.
Okay. And he says,
you have answered the riddle. What is your riddle?
You cut out there.
We got a sick friend. We're looking for someone. We got a sick friend. We're looking for him to get healed. He's been possessed by something.
By something.
It's quite urgent.
Yeah, some sort of.
He's got an evil sword.
Come here, my sick friend. Any waves to you, Shintai?
Yeah. Okay. I'm walking up to him.
Let me see that sword, that blade of yours.
All right. The thing is with this sword, once I take it out, the demon inside me. It becomes a lot easier for him to start possessing me. So.
Okay. I have a question, just really fast, with Skype. How do you have to turn on the sound when something comes up? Like when somebody writes something, it does this woo-doo sound or whatever.
You want to know how to turn that off?
Yeah.
Okay. Go to conversation, and then go to notification settings, and then say do not notify me, and then click okay.
Just for now, because it's annoying me, because you're talking and then everyone is writing like 10 million things.
Bleedoo? Bleedoo?
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, he looks at the sword and says, yes, this sword has surely attracted the attentions of creatures of the outer realm. There's only one way you can free yourself of this curse. You must go into the lower levels of this temple. And go to the statue of the great god Balor and ask for his help.
Balor? Which god is that? He is the
ancient god of the golden times. He is a god of great justice, but he can be good and he can be evil if he thinks that will further mankind's betterment.
Okay, we gotta see Balor. Alright? Can you take us to the temple?
What? Brady, you're not playing. If you wanna play, get on Skype or something. I don't know.
Yeah, shut up, Brady.
Okay.
Come on, Brady, you ruined the game!
What?
Who make out with Florence Anderson Brady.
Okay.
For Adrian,
Florence Anderson's the original MILF.
What? Okay,
she's
guys.
Scientifically be the first MILF in the universe. It's a fact. I looked it up in a medical journal.
Okay, listen, Jerry. If you want to crack a joke, just say out of character. Time, okay? Okay, it's right under this temple. I can lead you to the entrance, but you must make the way. You must go through the door.
Not a problem, sir. Please lead the way to the entrance.
Out of character, I wish this was like a normal video game. This sounds like some messed up place, and I'd like to save right about now.
That's okay, dude. What you want to save?
What is this saving you talk about?
I said out of character.
Do you need your soul to be saved, my friend? Says one of the...
I said out of character.
Do you know about the message of Jesus Christ? Okay, that didn't matter.
What? He's hearing his voices again.
Yeah. Anyway.
Pay not attention to this one.
I said out of character, you asshole.
What is this out of character, you think? No, that's not. Whatever. He waves for one of his servants. He sits back. My servant will lead you to the entrance. The servant seems to be also a monk of some sort. And he signals you to follow him. You follow him, and he leads you through a bunch of steps going downward. Seems to take on for quite some time. Once you get down and you feel you're must be really down deep, you see an old door. And he says, This is a holy place for us. We may not enter, but you may enter and seek your fortune. We cannot guarantee you that you will come back alive or with your sanity in check. Thank you. Goodbye. And may the great ones be with you. He walks away.
Rock and roll. Thanks, dude. Please, bro.
And he just looks at you.
Why are you talking about rolling rocks?
What is that rock this bro roll you talk about?
All right.
It's just our terminology that we like to use. Don't worry about it.
He walks away. Just not his. Just
Wow, for a monk, he's a jerk.
Smiling.
Okay.
Oh, he's smiling. He's smiling. Well.
All right, so let's go ahead and do this. There's a door. Let's open it up.
It's a really ancient door. It opens up pretty easily, but like you hear like cracking, like it hasn't been open for a long time.
I'm gonna call back to the monk. Hey, your door sucks.
It hasn't been opened in over 300 years. We are not even sure what's down there anymore. Goodbye. All
right. I'll tell you what.
Let's not expect a magical door by keeping it up and
I've got a spell that can open doors like this, you know.
Alright.
Hey, I've got a spell that can open this door.
That'll come in handy if you need any doors inside the door. I assume this is the classic setup for you're entering the dungeons. Alright, so let's...
Yes. You are entering the dungeons!
Well, if it was this easy to get here, we should have got ourselves arrested.
Well, that's let's do it. Let's pop the door open.
So you want me to use my spell?
No, let's just open it.
You already opened the door.
Alright, so what do we see? Oh. Let's go inside. Let's see some stuff.
Okay, you see a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Uh-oh.
So it's like a 6x6 times yard room. And you can see on the side, there's a small steps leading down from where you are. And you can see on the side, there are a couple of towers. I mean, not towers, you see the pedestals, you know? On the side, around 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pedestals on both sides, close to the two walls. On both sides of the wall in front of you, you can see two metal doors. There's thick layers of dust everywhere. There's old candles and old candle holders. It's completely dark. There's no source of light anymore. Active source of light.
Hey, Fleming, don't you got a shiny sword?
Got you covered, bro. I'll
pull God bless.
So that's how you sneeze, macho.
Torchlight.
Yeah, so you light up so you pull out your sword. You can see now.
Sweet.
All right, so we got two doors in front of us and pedestals on all the sides. I am going to take the cautious approach. Let's take a look at some of the pedestals.
Pedestals?
Pussies on the pedestal?
Just looking for hidden like switches or anything like that.
You don't find anything like that. It's just old pedestals. There seems to be some old runes on them carved in it. They're somewhat chipped away and old, you can see.
Okay, I get the picture.
Dusty.
So... Yep. Players, I guess it's down to this, left or right.
Well, left. Right must be the right way because it's right.
Right, so let's go left. All right. Nobody here can check for traps, so I guess let's just give it
a
shot.
I can throw a coin.
Try and open the door.
Okay. It opens, but it takes a while for you to open it. It seems to be very stuck.
Hold on a second. I'll force it. All right.
Yeah, you force the door open. You can see a small corridor, and on the end of that corridor, it's about 5 yards long. You can see on the end of it a door.
Bros, check out this mad corridor. All right, I'm going to go down to the door at the end of the corridor.
And I'm going to stay where I am, just in case.
Okay, and thus, I'll open up that door.
Okay, CF, roll a d20.
D20, here it comes.
I'm right behind Fleming, just in case.
Okay, As you walk towards the corridor, you lose footing and you fall down into a hole. You lose 6 points of damage.
Oh wow, must have been deep.
As you fall and hurt yourself on small spikes.
Quick, hey, break the fall with your neck.
The right way.
I fell in a hole. Don't fall in my hole.
Well, I can just fly to the other side if it's necessary.
Alright, hold on a second.
Is the hole deep enough for me to climb out?
It's about 9 foot deep.
Well, I got a rope.
Okay.
One of you guys get back here. Let me throw you the rope so I can climb out of this thing.
Yeah, since I was right behind Fleming.
Okay, CF, roll to throw the rope.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm sorry, bro.
Get over here!
Okay, online dice roller. D20. That looks like a pretty nice throw.
Yeah, you throw it, they catch it.
Alright.
They pull you up.
Alright, I'm gonna go ahead and use a health potion.
Out of character, the way I was picturing CF climbing out of that hole was the same way as Batman and Robin climbing up sides of buildings.
Nice.
Exactly the same way. He even had a quick cape. Potion, you're fine again.
Nah.
Burp.
Down to 18 potions.
17 because you gave one to a guy.
Okay. That's cool.
I can just fly across to the door if it's needed. If the hole's blocking the way to the door.
As you now realize, the tile in front of you, in front of that hole, seems to be slightly sunken in than the other tiles around you.
Okay, in my inventory it says I have a 10-foot pole or a 10-dot pole, so I'm gonna take the pole and poke at that tile.
Well, you're standing already. You are on the tile.
Oh.
You have been pulled up. That was the tile you stepped on before you fell.
Okay, so it's a trigger. I see what you're saying. Well, how about the hole? Is the hole wide enough that we can't get across, or what?
It's basically an entire section of the corridor.
That's cool.
Like,
all right.
It's like basically it's 2 yards wide and 1 yard and 2 yards long. So you have to.
Let's.
So any magician can levitate us.
Let's clear off.
Yeah, I could have sent one of you on a flying disc.
Yeah, just do that.
The way I see it though, I think this is a sign that says this is the wrong way and we should probably go back to the crossroads and go to the other direction.
Yeah, and what about when we go on the crossroads and there's one trap there? It must be in the middle, right?
Well, we can try to risk it, because I did pick the right door after all. And so far this door was wrong.
Not necessarily. You guys have to remember, the dungeon setting, this is a tomb, maybe? There's going to be traps. Any way you spin it, we're going to run into something.
Yeah, I know. That was the point I was making. What are we going to do when we go the other way and there's one trap? Give up, go home, because it's got to be in the middle somewhere?
Why don't we try...
Well, it's 50 anyways.
Okay. Silver Alchemist, if you make a disc... Right in the center of the hole. We might just be able to step over it and use it as a bridge.
I'll try. I'll see if that's possible. Alright. Dear Dungeon Master, is that possible?
To fly over?
Just roll the dice,
no,
man.
Put a disc in over the hole so we can just step over. Just
yeah,
use the
you can do it. Just roll.
Abracadabra, with a list. Go ahead and suck my disc.
Watch this one. Oh, nice.
Okay, you create a disc over the hole. It's there for 3 minutes.
Okay, everybody, let's rush it.
Quick, let's not piss around for 3 minutes and walk over this hole.
As you talk, it disappears. No, I'm just kidding.
All right.
No, if you walk over the hole, you're fine. The disc disappears shortly afterwards.
Okay. We still have this door to deal with. Mungo, you want to kick this door down?
Mungo kicks. Let's see. Boom. 26. That door obliterated.
Show me your moves.
you kick in the door, and you kick it really hard, and any door would be like disintegrated, but that door is just standing. You take.
Ow, my foot.
You take two points of damage.
Well, I could use another spell, because I've got a spell that can open doors.
20.
Or I can let out Mr. Slime, and he can just dissolve that motherfucker for injuring my precious foot.
I'll try and open the door.
You want to open the door?
Yeah, I'm going to open
it. Okay, everybody roll a d20.
Uh-oh, we're going to battle, aren't we?
I don't know, I'm tired of screwing around. We're going to make it open.
Okay. Okay, Fleming, you can see that there is a small button in the middle of the door.
But that's precisely where I kicked.
Of course.
You're a dwarf, so you kicked like 2 feet underneath of it.
Remember, you're a miniature man. You come from Munchkin Land.
I'm going to press the button because I'm a retard.
You press the button and it opens to two sides.
Sweet, like Star Trek.
Out of character. Ding dong.
You can see a small room. It's 4x4 yards, and you can see another door that is metal.
Where's the door? Is like the other end, opposite end?
It's right on the opposite end. As I said, it's basically 4x4 yards big. The opposite end there is another door.
Okay.
You can see a little table with a little candle that has been candle stand with a burned out candle on it, and it's like really dusty. So, and that's
all right. I'm going to check the door for small buttons, especially in the middle and around the handle.
You cannot find any buttons.
Okay, I'm going to open the door again.
Okay. Roll. Where is your hand? Yeah. I want to check. CF strength. Okay. Just roll.
D20. Yes.
Okay. You try to open the door and
slap myself or something.
You got a minor hernia.
Stubbed the shit out of your thumb.
I got dizzy and just fell over.
No, you tried to open the door and you like...
My blood sugar level's low, guys. I gotta eat a Tootsie Pop.
Out of character, you pulled a fry from Futurama, like the big button in front of him and he just misses it.
Well, what I'm saying is that you tried to open it, your hand slips, and you hurt yourself on...
Finger slip.
...on the screws. You lose one hit point.
Oh, great. I'm going to try and open it again.
Good luck. It's obviously cursed.
Here's the roll. Do you need to roll again?
Yeah, roll.
Rolling to open the door.
You try again with more luck, but it seems it doesn't want to bulge.
How about I try to open the door?
What is the door made of?
It seems to be made out of some sort of metal.
Metal, okay, so kicking it down is not an option.
I'm telling you, my slime guy can melt that shit.
And also, I can use a spell to just open it.
Alright, I'm
Use the spell, because we'll probably get desecrated if we, we'll probably get killed for desecrating the temple if Mr. Snot Boogers melts that shit down.
Okay, I cast my spell. Let's see, wrong picture. I'm trying to figure, what store was it that did it? I gotta remember what door.
Oh god! What door was. Cast the fucking spell.
No. Hickory dickory dock. I cast a spell of knock.
How about unlock?
He does his little shindig and nothing happens.
Nobody comes down here. There's no point in not.
Mr. Jelly, I choose you. Mouth a fucking man-sized hole.
Yes! I want to eat that door.
Go get it, man.
The giant cube comes out. But the problem is, the cube, is as he comes out, he starts to grow, and he's about to push to touch you, basically, because there's not enough room for him.
Quick, Mr. Jelly, get back in your bottle.
And he's back.
Okay, everybody, let's take 10 steps backwards.
One.
Well, yeah, okay. we're, according to the description, we're...
You said you want to take 10 steps backwards?
You're going to fall in the hole again, you dipshit.
Okay, roll a d20, Jerry.
No.
Okay, I'm fair, because you just said it. You didn't say that's what you're doing.
I love how like we're getting hung up on simple things.
I know. So
we can't get the door open, right?
Isn't there a candle? Didn't he say there was a candle in this room?
I'm gonna try the door again since I actually
light the candle.
Light the candle.
Light the candle. How many has anyone else here ever played Zelda? Jesus Christ! Light the candle.
Okay.
What is Zelda you speak of?
Do you play she was some babe that raped Mungo. She was a nymph girl.
Light the candle. I'm lighting the candle. That's what I'm doing. That's my d20 for light the candle. I got a 14. Okay, that candle's lit.
You don't need to roll a d20 to light a fucking candle.
Good.
The candle is lit. Nothing happens.
But we can see better.
Yeah, you can see better. It's a silver candle on a wooden table. Pretty nice oak carved table, although you can see it's very old because it's run down. There's all kinds of it's pretty run down.
Alright, so did that do anything?
No, it's just lit now. You have more light.
I'm going to try and open the door.
Well, it'd be funny.
Can I clean up the room just in case we need to make base here if we're here for too long?
If you want.
If this doesn't work, then we'll go back to the main hall and then I'll loop around to the other.
I commence dusting.
Okay, you start dusting. And right. Everybody starts coughing and
I'm trying the door again.
Okay. Okay, you try to open it and by now I think it should be opening, but it's not.
Alright. I'm out of ideas.
Do you want to try the other door then?
Wait, there's another door? What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, wait.
Back in the hall.
The main hallway. When we first entered the.
Alright.
I need to make another floating disc just so we can get across that hall.
I think we should explore just a tad bit more before we go back. There may be something we missed.
Lead the way.
I'm just saying.
Talk to the DM. Get your description. Lead the way.
All right, roll a d20, shouldn't I?
Alrighty.
Do.
Okay, 11.
Seems to be something fishy looking about the table. You don't know quite what, but something.
Break it with axe!
I know. I got an idea! Didn't he say, the statue was at the, very under, the temple?
Dude, why would he mention the table and then you go off on about a statue?
No, to get you healed. Didn't I say this god was, under, the temple?
That's where we're going.
I'm thinking, maybe there's some loose tiles under the table to make it that has a secret passage.
Oh, okay.
Let's move this table and look.
Okay, who wants to move the table?
Not me.
I'll move it.
Mungo.
Four rolls. He's the strongest. Over 15.
All right, let's roll. All pushing roll. Power, go!
You're a mover.
As you try to move the table, you can for some reason. It seems to be stuck on the floor.
I hit it.
Uh-huh.
Alright, I'm going to try and pick it up. like in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade when the chair was part of the Switch and I had to lean forward. I'm gonna pick it up.
What do you want? What do you want to pick up? The table. The
table. Pick it up.
Okay. Roll. You can't pick it up. It doesn't bulge.
All right.
Okay.
But for some reason, when you try to move the table, the candle doesn't seem to move either.
Candle's the switch.
Maybe line the can. Maybe if we blow the candle out, we can move it.
I like CF's idea. It's a switch.
Okay, I grab the candle and I try to like fiddle with it, see what happens.
Okay, you fiddle with it. Fiddle with the candle.
You burnt your hand.
Work
dummy.
The shaft. Work the shaft.
Okay, you basically.
Is it hot and waxy?
You can feel it's connected to the table, and it goes to the side, and it like clicks down like a lever, and the door opens.
I told you guys to search around a little bit. Look at this.
All right,
I'm your door opener.
You did very well. Now let's continue.
You can see another room, and it's the same size, but the door is in the northwestern corner, or from you where you are standing, the northeastern corner.
All right.
Do your stuff.
Yeah, I got my sword out, so we get some torchlight.
Yeah, and there seems to be four tiles, and they are colored. One is black. Under a lot of dust, you can see one is black, one is gray, one is red, and one is blue.
Wow! Dance, sorcery, revolution!
Touch the blue one.
What's this dance you speak of?
It's a game. Why
would you dance twice?
Is this like a Simon Says?
I'm touching
kind of game.
One. Touching the blue one.
That's what you see. You touch the blue one.
Yeah.
Well, the blue one is, as you see, the first tile in front of you in the door is the black one. Then next to that one is the white one. Then in front of the white one is the blue one, and next to the blue one is the red one, and in front of the blue one is the other door.
Okay, fine. I'm going to touch the black one then.
Okay. Nothing happens.
Great. I'm going to walk onto
the... Why don't we all jump on a tile at the same time? See what happens.
What?
That way we're all screwed.
What?
No.
Why don't we all...
The adventure is over for all of us.
CF, what did you say?
I'm stepping onto the black tile. I'm on
it. Okay. Nothing happens.
Great.
Okay,
now, cool. Can I walk diagonally to the other tile, which is in front of the door?
Yep, you can.
I'm doing that.
Nothing happens.
Great. Touching the door. I'm looking for
it
that
opens.
Switch.
It opens.
Great.
Okay, we follow that exact same pattern.
Okay.
Up, roll down, for dexterity to make sure you don't trap.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh god!
You can thank Mongo for that. Okay, everybody except CF roll.
Do I have to roll?
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Oh, son of a heat tracker!
Okay, all of you
trip over your rags, hoodie magician.
Everyone accidentally steps on the other tiles. Horny.
Duh.
Falls down and a hit point.
You guys can't pop from one hit to another. My goodness.
Thanks a lot, Mungo. You fucking screwed us all.
I think we have upset the gods by skipping all the side quests, which have probably been carefully prepared.
Oh, it hurts my ribs to laugh.
Okay.
You should think what you do best. Not thinking, but nut busting.
It's not a bad idea.
Fleming, you can see a small, you can see 4x4 room, but it continues into a corridor on the north, what is it, the northwestern side. But basically in front of you, as you open, you see a wall, but then next to the wall, it continues into a corridor directly.
Oh, great. So let's go down the corridor.
Okay, you go down the corridor. Do you guys follow?
Yes, I got no choice, don't I? I'm going to follow.
After 1, 2, 3, 4 yards, you can see a small, you can see two doors in front of you. One after 4 yards, and one is around 5 yards farther in front of you. And then you can see, before that, you can see the corridor is going to the left. But it's also continuing in front, but it's too dark to see.
So there's doors in front of us or more corridor?
Now there's a door beside you, and there is a on your left. And as you continue on your right, there seems to be the corridor, another corridor branching away.
I see.
And
what you're
saying. Away, you can see another door on your left.
So we have two doors and we have more corridors. So that's three different ways we can go.
So we have two doors and only one cup.
Careful.
It just brought up bad memories.
What's behind door number one? Alright, what about the first door that's on the left?
Okay, you can see a door. You want to open it?
Yeah, I'm going to open it.
It's a wooden door.
There's my rule.
You open it and you hear a hellish barking, and you see this burning dog.
Shut up in there.
And he's just barking.
Mungo rolls his newspaper.
Okay, I'm going to get the... So you can see this dog who seems to be on fire or something, and he's barking at you, and he has glowing red eyes.
Awesome, let's kill it.
It's like a Resident
Mungo
Evil
rolled a 10, he gets a paper cut on the newspaper.
Tries to roll the newspaper, just falls over. Oh god!
It's an artery!
It's a heart attack. Goes into cardiac arrest.
It's not bus time.
What happened? I blanked out for a second.
Nothing good.
Okay, is the order. Oh, it's your turn.
Oh, shoot. Excellent. Let's see, where's the dice roller? Alright.
Out of character, what are we fighting?
What?
Oh, that is bullshit.
Out of character, what are we fighting?
Flaming dog.
A dog that seems to be partially, flames are coming out and he has red eyes. I'm not going to tell you the name of the creature. It's not a video game. I'm just going to tell you what you...
His name's Barky.
Ooh, can I catch him as a pet?
Why don't we have the slime eat the dog, because he's like needs food and stuff, right?
Heartburn.
Mr. Slime, I choose you.
Wait. Okay. If this is flaming, wouldn't it, wouldn't the slime get hurt?
He comes out already. Okay, let me check one thing, 22.
Wait, but if it's a flaming hound, wouldn't the flames hurt the slime? If he tried to.
Well, he's already jumping out of the bottle.
He'll get like heartburn or something.
I don't know.
What do you think, Mr. Jelly? Does he look appetizing to you? There you go.
Yeah. Food.
Go get him, buddy.
Yeah, he jumps. He comes out. He starts to grow.
I'm going to back away.
To a giant cube. Okay. Yeah. He goes. Okay, let's see. I'm going to put him down too then.
Do 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 do
Mungo, you sing as bad as I do. Quit it.
Okay.
Dancing in the moonlight. Dancing in the moonlight.
What is this moon you speak of?
Well, you fall asleep before it comes. Oh, you wanna see a moon? I pull an act. I moon Mungo.
Okay.
It's not busting time.
your axe goes into flame, so. Okay, the jelly goes towards the hound to absorb him, but the hound steps back.
Chase him down, Mr. Jelly. Show no fear.
It's now the hound's turn. That means.
Swear to God, if he hurts Mr. Jello Bowls, I'm gonna be pissed.
It happens.
I'm sure Bill Cosby would agree.
That's nice. Nicely played.
Okay. Hides at the jelly guy. And, and here we go. He bites at him and he hits him for.
Now, keep in mind, he just got a mouthful of acid.
Don't you think he's already burning enough?
Okay, he bites at the jelly and it just, like, the gelatinous cube he gets smaller. And he screeches up. And,
return to your bottle, Mr. Jello. Now that shit's got to do some damage to that dog. Mr. Jelly's made of acid.
He doesn't seem to be fazed about that. His flames even.
Oh, that dog's a bitch.
His flame seems even to have grown stronger.
Wow, brilliant idea, Fleming.
I don't know.
Yes, Mr. Tyler. Now, just so you know, you got the gelatinous cube in between you and the hound.
Do we have to wait till my turn before I can return him to the bottle?
Yeah, that's an action. You can talk as much as you want, but, well, more or less. But, that is an action.
Well, wouldn't that count as the Jell-O's action?
Still, you can say that, but it will still count as your action, so it has to be your round. Because it's like, you have to uncork the bottle, or not uncork, but you have to tell him and he has to flow back. It does take one round. At least. So, Mr. Ty, it's your turn. Mr. Ty?
Hmm? Yeah. You there, buddy?
Yeah.
Tell Mr. Jello to return to his bottle.
Mr. Jello, go back to your bottle.
You are not my master.
Screw you.
Okay. Okay. Why don't you want to go back in the bottle? What's wrong with the bottle?
Because I want to eat him now. He hurt me.
Okay, whatever. I'm just gonna kill him, and if I kill him, you can eat him. How's that sound?
Okay, Shintai. The Jello was in the way. You can't get around it. That's why I'm trying to get it out of the way.
All right. Well, I'm trying to persuade.
If you go with the hound, you're gonna have to go through my beloved snot. So I suggest either everyone just take a defensive turn and do nothing so we can get this shit going or come up with something clever.
I'm trying to persuade it to go back in. All right. How about it when after we kill it, you can eat it? Just go into the bottle for now, and then afterwards you can devour it. How's that sound?
Eat, buddy? Eat, eat.
Food. Okay, that was your turn. Next person.
Yeah.
Fleming, what do you do?
I can't get past the thing to get to the hound, can I?
No.
Defensive stance. That's my turn.
Okay. That was Fleming's turn. Horny magician, what do you do?
Hey, Mr. Slime, can you move out of the way so I can cast a sleep spell on the hounds? Then you can eat him straight away with no damage done to him at all.
I could change my body mass so you can hit him. And he, like, changes, the cube changes into more, like a brick kind of shape. So it's like, he basically, like, he halves himself. And a lot of, so he basically makes a hole, so...
Okay, I cast a sleep spell. Am I allowed to cast a sleep spell to the help?
You can do whatever you want.
I cast dibbity 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 bell. I cast a sleep spell, so go to hell.
Nice.
Yeah, you do the spell. The hellhound just looks at you and barks. Like
makes a lot of horny silver.
We got a gateway now. That helps.
Okay, roll for initiative so I can recall my goddamn pudding man. Jeez.
Okay.
What is yellow?
Okay, 1 second. I gotta do this again. Okay. I mean, it's your turn.
You there, Alex?
Critical failure?
Alex. Looks like CF is,
No, I'm still here. I just made it to the microphone.
Defensive stand.
What's up?
It's your turn.
To get some soda. What's going on? I miss.
Alright. Well, the horny magician told the cube, hey, can you move out of the way? So now the cube is, like, kind of, like, shifted his body in
so
a way that...
You can pass him.
Okay, yeah, so I'm gonna walk past the cube and I'm gonna be like, "Yo, what's up?" And I'm gonna hit the.
Well, you're right now next to the cube because right in front of you is the hound.
All right, I'm gonna like hit the hound with my sword and like hope that it makes him bleed and stuff.
Okay.
Waterball.
May the gods of rolling be with you.
All right, so okay. That's bonus, right? What's my bonus?
Don't you have it written down?
Right. There it is.
Plus 4.
Ooh, very nice.
Best roll of the night from me.
Yeah, okay. So that is, you got 2d6, so roll 2d6 damage with your greatsword.
Oh yeah, 2d6.
Okay. And you hit him for 5 damage.
One little sip.
You hit him and he's like, he helps a little bit.
You can have someone from here if you want more.
Yep.
You can drink more from here if you want some.
It's a little bit and like fire comes out of his
mouth. Is it still alive?
I'm gonna like call him names and stuff too to hurt his feelings.
Quit sharing your drinks with your woman. You're gonna catch mono.
Okay, Mr. Ty, it's your turn.
Alright. I walk past the cube and...
You try to walk past the cube, but it's really...
Bump into Fleming.
You bump into Fleming, and the only way to go is like...
Oh, nice.
You have to squeeze a little bit, probably touch the cube, but just roll a d20.
Okay.
Whose idea was it for this to come out in the first place?
Yeah, I don't know, Fleming.
Okay, the +4, so it's minus... So it's 11. Let me check fast.
Just don't die, and I can health potion you afterwards.
Okay. As you try to go past Fleming, you touch the gelatinous cube, and you get your hand starts burning, and you get 5
minutes. I would have leapfrogged over Fleming, personally.
Yeah, then... yeah.
We're face to face.
Then you bump your head on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Okay, so your hand starts burning, you get some acid damage. But you can go past now, you can still do your attack.
Alright, now I attack the Hellhound.
Okay. My hand is burning red!
Oh yeah!
Okay.
Alright, now 2d6.
One second, let me check fast.
Yeah, I'm using my greatsword, so 2d6.
Okay, yeah, you're fine.
So alright, oh yeah!
Okay,
so there we go.
You hit the creature, he yelps at you. And he growls at you.
He's still not dead.
It's alright, guys.
Some freaking hell.
We're gonna knock all right, it out.
Bungo.
Courage.
Excelsior.
Okay, next person. And Mungo.
Mungo's next.
Gelatol, I've had enough of this nonsense.
You call him back? Roll a d20.
Yeah. Oh, jeez, I have to roll for that now?
Yeah. For this situation, yes.
Yeah, because you have to be persuasive.
Yeah, because you might, like, slip on your words and be like, back bottle is called!
No. there would have been a chance that he might have, changed the shape again and absorbed both Fleming and Mr. Ty. But manages to flow back into the bottle without hurting any of them.
I need a regular person, Familiar. You guys have that stuff. I want an owl.
Okay, now is the house turn.
Don't get discouraged, Darabka. We're just trying to have some fun.
No, I'm not discouraged. No, I know. That's fine. I'm not complaining.
Milk, cheese, goat, and toaster.
The Hellhound, his eyes glaze up into like, and he opens his mouth and he breathes at both of you fire.
Ugh, dog breath.
Bad hound, Dalla.
Hot dog.
Okay. Dog, hot dog,
I see what you both did.
Ruffle, ruffle, the mouth.
Rolf.
Okay,
Ruffle skates.
File uploaded. Update.
Okay,
I don't.
You're fine, both of you. The fire. Singes you slightly, but it doesn't damage you. Your armor protects you.
Oh, here's my victory roll. D20 for victory. Yes.
Don't waste your good rolls, man.
Yeah,
don't
really.
Waste your good rolls, man.
Okay, horny silver, it's your turn. That's how the dog talks. It has like John Hare. It's a hippie.
Why is it that he has like a different name every time we do this?
Don't question the dog, man.
Don't question. Hey, dog. What's up?
What's your name, dog?
Okay, what do you do, Retro?
Oh, God.
Well, I'm going to use magic armor on Mungo.
Oh god, oh my god, I need my medicine. Oh god,
I'll cast some magic.
I'm out of 10 penguins.
Never mind, I misread that as mage. I misread mage.
God.
Fuck it, I cast
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Exactly.
Fuck it, this sucks. The fucking thing sucks.
You're distracting me.
Such a tool.
Okay,
we're distressing. We're distressing Horny Magician. Let's let him think and cast his spells.
What do you do, Horny Magician?
I use
Oh god, please finish the sentence.
I'm gonna, it's time to put this dog to sleep. I cast another sleep spell. Gibbity gibbity doobity da, blah blah blah, I'm a jazz man.
Okay, you do the spell. And it seems to, like, you feel that, like, it should have worked right now. You feel the magic flowing through your fingers. But the hellhound just like, laughs at you in a hellish manner. Like,
I'm rolling good. I rolled something good, though.
That laugh was
action. I think it's because it's immune.
He's got to roll to see if he successfully laughed. Otherwise, he might just choose.
He fails and gets the hiccups.
Oh no!
Oh no! I'm just going snack.
That's funny. I love it.
Oh man! All right.
What
wrong?
I slice away at the hellhound for great justice. And justice was not served.
No, not at all. He jumps away.
A bit too hot to handle, Mr. Ty?
Excusez-moi? comment allez-vous? What did you say?
The hound, fire comes out. Ooh.
I want to three damage. More brains.
They're on
fire. Brains.
They're on fire now.
Who's on fire?
They are on fire.
Wait, who's on fire?
You and Fleming. And you are not feeling well. You are...
Of course not. Of course.
You're on fire and not feeling well.
Captain Obvious has striked again. Mungo, it is your turn.
Mungo's going to axe it in the face.
Don't get all lit on fire, because then you might not be feeling well.
Okay, roll damage. You know your damage?
I have no idea.
I'm going to tell you now once. Ever. It's 1d10.
Stop, drop, and roll, guys.
Okay, 9 damage. 1 second. So... 9 damage, and yeah, you kill it. You squish it.
Sweet.
That's what I'm talking about.
Stop, drop, and roll!
With the axe and his head disintegrates, he fizzles up in a giant flame, and then he just only ashes left.
Not even a test for my necklace.
Not even any food for Mr. Slime.
I take a handful of the ashes and put it in the bottle. There you go, buddy. You earned it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, what are we going to do about our two flaming friends over there?
Okay, Jerry, what is your problem? Jerry.
Okay, do we
have the
fire out?
Like,
yeah.
Okay. So,
no, I'm fine.
Okay, you find a really nice sword in the room that the hound has come out of. It has a golden hit with a ruby in the middle. It has a really nice
Dibs.
And it has some.
No, wait. Maybe that's the god we're supposed to go to because he says it was golden.
Let's go investigate it.
In case it's a really good sword, I abstain from taking it just in case I go berserk and I use a really powerful sword.
Yes, I know, you don't need more swords.
Possession, anyone?
Okay, Okay, everybody, okay. Let's go fast. Okay, everybody roll a d20.
Okay, hold on a second.
Are these guys still on fire?
You stopped it. Okay, Mr. Ty, you have successfully picked up the sword first.
I said I didn't want the sword.
Okay, you don't want to pick it up. Okay, so Horny Magician, you have picked it up first.
I didn't want to pick it up. Okay,
then it's Mungo.
Sweet.
I said I didn't want to pick it up because
that's
I didn't
really
want to have
it. Blah, blah, blah. So I don't want to pick it up. Congratulations, you didn't pick it up.
This is a fine weapon. Does anything happen when I pick it up?
It just looks like a really sweet sword. There's some runes.
Excellent. I'm going to hold on to this.
Okay. Let me add that to your stuff.
Oh, that's great. Awesome. Now Mungo has a chick magnet.
One sweet gold.
Hey, want to see my golden sword?
Jeweled sword.
You need to take that to the town and have it identified, bro.
Bitches be talking about my golden sword.
I just imagine Mungo with that photo, but it's just like he's pasted and he has the sword.
Alright. I'm just going to tuck this away in the old belt.
Nice.
Just hope it doesn't drag along the ground. Ding dong, the witch is dead.
This is quiet time.
It's time to reflect on my new sweet sword. That's
shiny.
Right. It's Mondo, cool.
Okay,
am I allowed to rub it?
That the stone inside of the cross iron, the golden cross iron, seems
dwarf using a sword doesn't seem right to me.
A blue
should use axes.
Yeah, he told you just that. Don't you have any?
Yeah, I don't care what he says. I got a sweet new sword.
He doesn't necessarily have to use it. I mean, he possesses.
Yeah, I'm just holding it.
What I'm saying is that you did when you see the troll is a blue amethyst.
Sweet.
If it's not really a good sword, it will probably be really expensive.
Okay. So you still have in front of you. You see the it forks to your right, and the road.
And then a whoops to your left. Put your legs together and do a pelvic twist.
I was keeping a map, but I got too confused.
Okay, it goes to the right of you where you're standing from the room.
All right, so we're now on the right, right?
No, wait. You are now as you're looking forward into the corridor.
I see.
Open the door to the room. The room is 4x4 big. You look back into the corridor. It goes in front. First thing you see is that the corridor, it goes to the left. Then as it goes further, like two yards away, there seems to be another door. And then after that, it goes dark. Where do you go?
Let's go to that last door. Right, bros?
Yeah. Come on, hold on to my hand. We're off to see the door.
Let's skip to that last door. But
okay.
It's really important that I skip the whole way.
Yeah.
Okay,
la 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 la.
Do I have to
no, just,
roll for
you? No, just picture up. No,
you're fine. You just look really gay.
I'm okay with that.
You see an old wooden door. And it has a skeleton on it.
Alright, I'm going to look at the door carefully. To see if I can find.
It could mean death.
It could mean happiness. to look to see if I can find any switches or buttons or spaghetti stains or anything like that.
Spaghetti stains. Okay, roll a d20.
Hold on a second. Alright. Dice roller. Pow.
You don't find anything suspicious.
I'm looking again.
Does anyone else see something?
I'll look as well. It's yeah, this sounds like a two-man job.
I'm not opening that door, though. I'm always like, let's forget it. I'm just going to open the door, and then something bad always happens.
Okay, who has rolled? Retro, roll.
I'm going to roll myself a snake eyes.
You don't find anything else.
That's good. Well, is there a skull on the door?
Yeah, the skull. It's painted on there.
Painted on? I was going to remove it. Well, I know we shouldn't eat the door because it looks poisonous.
Oh, God.
But it's just ashes now.
What the fuck? Just open the
Hey, Bongo, if you want, you can try to kick it in again.
Why don't you open the door?
Oh, shit, let's do that.
Funny.
Alright, boom. Shakalaka.
You kick it in, it just disintegrates. It's just like small pieces of wood are left.
Not even splinters left.
You can find a skeleton who's chained to the wall. And there seems to be some kind of old metal plate and some old metal
box. Quick, someone's trapped this skeleton in their rape dungeon. Let's free it.
Can I take the skeleton as a prize?
You can find a little scroll next to it and a little old feather or something.
Dibs.
Okay.
Read it. What does it say?
I don't know. Here, I'll give the scroll to the alchemist because he probably can read it better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, alchemist, you can read.
12 turns later.
It seems to be a diary. It's like day 247.
Ah, you got diarrhea.
Okay, I'm going to read this, but I'm going to go change to Naranator voice. So take us away, Darabka.
Okay, day 247. I have been here, and I have been tortured by the weird green creatures for a long time. I don't know how long I will survive. All I know is they've been talking. There is some kind of huge snake-like creature that they want to sacrifice me to. I don't know what kind of sacrifice I will make. But, and then it ends there. And you can see the ink is red.
Well, how old is this scroll? Because hopefully those green creatures have died of
old. As you read it, actually, it just falls apart.
Okay, they've died by old age by now.
Well, he's a skeleton.
Well, if it can't be written in blood, because otherwise it'd be brown. So it must be written in, like, crayon or something.
Yes!
It's red blood. Unless it's really fresh.
Okay, it's brown. Whatever.
No, feces!
Alright.
I love how you just fucked that up for Darabka.
I know, my bad.
It's all good.
Shall we? Is there any place to go from here, or are we in a side room? I guess.
You have still the. You know how it branches off. You haven't gone in there yet.
Yeah, let's go back to
And it goes forward still. It goes. You have one road, it goes to the... It still goes forward, if you want to go there. Like, continue on, or you can go back to the branching off place.
I don't know.
I have a weird feeling we're in a dungeon where we would have been if we got arrested.
Okay.
Some kinky stuff going on here, boys.
Shall we go for
little green man? I think there's some aliens.
What is the alien you speak of?
Some crazy guy at the bar told me. Just remember, I work at a bar. I get a lot of kooks telling me stories.
That's
right.
let's go on down the hallway and see what we find.
Okay. So the one
he's on down the road.
Are you going down the hallway that branches off, or you continue the one?
Let's continue where we were going, right?
Okay. Okay, you just go on.
Yeah, sure, let's go.
You're just going straight on. Okay, as you go straight on, you see the corridor. It goes, there's one corridor. It goes to the your right, and there's another corridor that you see in front of you that will continue to the left. And then it goes still further straight on a little bit, but you can't see that anymore.
Ooh, left. Let's go.
Let's go right.
Right.
Left it is.
Right.
Left it is.
as you go a little bit farther and enter the right corridor, right on as you go into the corridor, on your right side, there is a golden door.
Taking the door.
Let's look at the door. Let's look at the door.
All right.
What's shiny.
Okay, it's a golden door, and you can see a hand-shaped indentation in the middle.
Ooh! It's
surrounded by some kind of circular thing.
I shake the... Is it possible to shake
high five.
The hand? Like,
well, it's not a, it's an indentation, Retro.
I rolled 16 for a high five. Okay, with the door.
So you just basically just touch the door. Hand. Okay, you do that.
Yeah.
Nothing happens. As I said, it's an indentation,
what
and around it is
mean?
Around it is a circle.
And I twist clockwise.
Okay. Yeah, you.
I roll for wrist dexterity. 16.
I sprained my wrist.
Okay, you twist it, and you hear some mechanical noises, and the door opens.
Nice.
Okay. Okay, Mongo, you go in.
Yep, all right. There I am. I am in.
Okay, you go into the room. It seems to be a much nicer room. There seems to be rugs on the...
Bats, everybody get down.
There's, like, rugs on the wall, on the floor, too. There's a nice table in the middle. There seems to be a great feast. Like, there's great food and beer and wine and everything you can imagine. There's a fire roasting. What do you do? You guys also come in?
Yeah, I'm following him.
Yeah. Well, I think we've I think we've actually stumbled into someone's mansion. I think we've somehow gone out of the dungeon and walked into someone's mansion, which was another way into that place.
Okay, what do you do?
Is anybody here?
You don't hear an answer.
I go and hump their turkey.
Why would
you're lucky enough you find a chicken, a fried chicken, and you hump that.
Okay. I hump the chicken.
You drop the chicken.
What? Seriously, why would you hump a guy's dinner?
As you do that,
well, I'm just giving you a bit of
stuffing. Hear some noises.
Even for you guys, that is weird.
Well, if I knew it was that kind of party, I would have stuck my dick in the mashed potatoes.
Not too late, bro.
As Retro is violating the chicken, the fried... wait. you can hear these sounds behind you, and then a big thumb sound. Dum.
We like went right into the trap. So it's not me.
What do you do?
I think your chicken humping activated a trap. Don't you know anything? You never touch the feast. Ever. Jeez. Have you guys, like, experienced any form of popular media?
Okay. Suddenly, as you're humping the chicken, the whole room changes from the nice room it was into a gloomy dungeon, and you are humping now a skull, and you are on an old moldy table, and where the fire was, there is a cage, and the cage is slowly opening.
Got a bit of skull fucking time, don't we?
Yeah, my sword comes out.
Well, this is I'm in an awkward situation. I'm
Jesus Christ. Here's an idea. Put the skull down and take out your weapon.
No. I might use I might keep it on because I might chuck it at I might chuck it in because nobody wants some goo in their face.
Keep the skull so you can drape the mask that you could that you kept from the that monster two sessions ago. You can drape it around.
Ill? No, I'm not having my skull I'm not having my mask covered in cum.
Okay, as you can
hold my position for now, just in case I need to throw the skull.
Okay, you can see as you were humping the skull, the cage comes down. Mungo has pulled out his axe. I'm guessing Fleming and Mr. Ty has both you pulled out your swords, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. You can see
it's not much time. I got flame action and everything.
You can hear the growling of a tiger. Food, yum yum. Suddenly you see a lion-like creature come out of the hole, and it has a human's face and a tail of a scorpion, and looks at you, and it's licking its lips with his weirdly lionish human face, grinning.
Out of character.
Yum, yum, yum.
Out of character. This reminds me of that scene from Epic Movie. Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. The half lion, half man. Ugh. And it's just got those two tiger tamers.
Yeah, so I'm going to be, like, attacking this thing.
Okay, 1 second. I'm going to roll the initiative.
So we're up against a tiger and a chimera.
As I said, no, listen to me again. You can see it looks like a lion. Has a face of a human and a tail of a scorpion.
Okay, Thundercats! Oh!
It's basically a chimera.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That
Mr. Shintai? Mr. Shintai? Shut up. Let's kill it and debate about what it is at the Zoological Society fundraiser next year after it's long dead.
What is the Zoological Society you talk about?
Does it have any?
I really just have one character, and that's all he does is ask you about all the stuff you talk about. That's all he does.
Does he have any items for any specific necklaces that any of us might be using?
Okay, I gave the creature the name that Mr. Ty gave it, so the Chimera attacks, I suppose. Okay, what did you ask me?
See, Mr. Ty, Dungeons & Dragons has its own thick-ass book full of super retarded monsters. This is one of them.
Yes.
I'm at the bottom. I love how I said, I attack it, and now I'm at the bottom of a huge list.
Actually, whatever. Okay. Creature looks at licking his lips, looking at Retro's character, and his tail comes up, and suddenly spikes fly towards Retro.
I know.
Okay.
Retro, now is not a good time to be holding your dick.
Hey, you said he needed his weapon. Good to go. Fight him.
Okay,
fight that thing.
Can I check the skull out? Can I check the skull at his face while his tail, just hoping the goo would blind him?
Okay. Then you suddenly feel a pain in your neck, and
glad it's only my neck.
You can feel a pain on your neck, and you can feel some kind of long needle of some sort in your neck when you grab towards it.
Uh-oh, I'm poisoned, aren't I?
Wait, someone chucked
it's a needle of happiness!
Okay, next person is Mungo.
Am I damaged in any way?
Yeah, you lose 7 hit points.
So, how alive am I?
Boom shakalaka. I axe him in the face.
I attack the barkeeper.
Roll 1d10.
1d10.
Be right back, I gotta get some food while these are all...
I should get plus 7 fire damage too, right?
Yeah, I think... Hey, what do you guys think about, like, taking, like, a quick 5-minute intermission?
Okay.
That works for me, because I need to go take a rumble dump skin.
Yeah, I'm just gonna do the damage first. What do you rumble dump skin?
That was
plus
7,
but don't forget my plus 7 fire.
I'm not forgetting that. I'm not forgetting that. You hit him, he goes back and he roars at you. So.
Alright, I'll be back.
Alright, gang.
I'll be back.
Okay, break. Now, 5-10 minute break, whatever.
I will be back soon. See you guys.
Alright. Hey, anyways, to those who care, there is the. Yes, they've now just released the Scrim trailer for, you know, Elder Scroll 5.
I want you to make a different character so it doesn't interfere with the other character. Yeah, start designing the character for the next session, which is next week. What's happening in the world of Madden?
Giants, I don't know what the hell to do with them. They started out the season with their first 5 weeks great. And then they went they went 8-8 at the end of the season. So,
they went 8-shit.
Yes, they went 8-shit. The Broncos, could beat every team except one. Their arch rival, the San Diego Chargers, played them 3 times, lost to them twice in overtime by 3 points. Third time, lost to them by 3 points. Played 3 games against them and lost by a grand total of 9 points. Aside from their inability to beat the Chargers, they were awesome.
There you go.
Hello?
I think, maybe was
I was just fixing up my blood sugar.
Okay. Back like a heart attack.
Sure.
What's the situation?
I was just fixing up my blood sugar.
What is going on?
Yeah, talking about humping chickens and needles in my neck to make me hungry.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I knew that dinner wasn't going to be pleasant, so I thought I'd ruin it for him.
Shortly death. What you eating? Chicken?
Jam sandwich. No. I don't feel like chicken. Well, you could actually say I had chicken tonight.
in a manner of speaking.
Mm-hmm. I feel like chicken. I feel up chicken tonight. Everybody's gone. The stuff that I was meant to say. Is everybody gone, Dave?
Where is that from again?
Alright. Hello, Dave.
Is my mic on still? I can't remember if I muted or not.
Yes, Dave.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard
Dave.
I believe.
Who's here and who's
what
not?
What are you eating, Dave?
I'm here and Retro is here.
Okay, cool.
What are you eating, Dave?
Tortilla chips. They're pretty good, actually.
Jerry's still really...
Sorry, Dave. I can't allow that.
Okay. So this is the way I'm going to run the sci-fi thing.
Uh-huh.
Like eating chips.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I think it's going to be, for simplicity's sake, there's not going to be a race selection. It's just going to be human. It's just going to be classes to pick.
So essentially, that's all I hear.
Well, you know what? That's all I'm saying. Then. Never mind. Forget it.
Wait.
Yum yum. This race is dead. Yum. Not human.
Yeah, I'm gonna wash my ass.
Okay, I missed that. What were you talking about? I missed that. What were you talking about?
Please tell us about the dump you took. It's so much more interesting than what I was going to say.
Smelled like fucking waffers.
Oh, great. Now I'm hungry for Burger King. Thank you, Jerry.
Right. Oh, Jerry.
Just a heads up, guys. I've got about an hour.
Did you see the trailer? See a trailer for the new Elder Scrolls?
Not yet.
Oh, there it is right there. Or Skyrim. It looks pretty badass. It looks like they got better.
Well, I'm just kidding.
Like, I've seen some screenshots a while back.
This is a full trailer. It shows gameplay.
Okay. You, as you...
Yeah, pretty sweet looking. I can't wait to get it. I mean, it looks pretty fucking sweet.
What are you talking about?
The new Elder Scrolls.
It does look, but it was just a teaser trailer. Was there a new trailer?
Yeah, there's a new one. It just came out today.
Oh, nice. I'm a big fan of Elder Scrolls. I played all of them. Except the one, PlayStation 1, I think. The red bar.
What PlayStation 1?
There was one way back. It was a spin-off. It's called Red Card on the PlayStation 1.
Let me wiki that shit.
Wiki that shit! Wiki, 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 wiki!
Wiki, wiki, wiki! Elder...
It's not in the main series, but it's in the same world. It's a spin-off. It's like more... It's an action-adventure. It's a third-person action-adventure. Like that.
Okay, there's three spin-offs. Battlespire,
yeah,
Redguard, and Travels.
Well, the Travels are the cell phone games. I didn't play those, but I do have Battlespire. It's very similar to Daggerfall. It's a little bit better graphically. It plays pretty well. The difference is, it's like, instead of traveling around, it was supposed to be an expansion to Daggerfall. But it ended up being its own game, and it was the first and so far only one that had multiplayer capability. So there is an Elder Scrolls game that has multiplayer, but
is that enough? Okay, cool.
Good luck. Running.
Sorry.
No problem.
Critical failure sharing is chips.
And if the whole game is basically one big dungeon, so you don't have any city visiting and anything, but it's pretty fun. You can. There's also not all the races available, but still a pretty good selection.
When I think of a sci-fi campaign, best thing that pops into mind is somehow I'm going to kidnap Bob Doe and Bill Clinton and just launch them naked into space.
Bob Doe is Bob Doe.
Cerebral palsy.
Yeah, man. How far have you... So when do you want to do the sci-fi campaign, CF?
You want to do it next Thursday and take a break?
I'm not against that, but I'm still having fun with that. I was thinking that I might take a break, but on the other hand, I was also thinking if Adam and Sandu don't show up for the Friday one, we can just use Friday to do the sci-fi one. Either way.
Well, I don't have any players. It's basically you and me. You know, I mean, what about Rich? Are you interested in doing the sci-fi thing?
As long as I can be an alien with three penises, so I can have sex with three women at the same time.
That can be arranged. What about you, Jerry? You in?
For doing what? I've been, like, not paying attention at all.
Sci-fi D&D.
Yeah, sure.
I'm in as long as I get to be a space kangaroo.
Well, if you want, we can do it next Thursday. We'll see.
I've gone this far.
That way, if any of yous are in trouble, I can carry yous around in my pouch. Like, yeah. Wouldn't that make me female?
Retro, 1 second. CF, what were you saying?
I haven't been spending a whole lot of time on mechanics, which is bad, because I should be doing that.
If you want, I can help you with the mechanics and can focus on the story. I can be like a player, but also like help you with the mechanics thing. I used to do that with my friend.
Why don't we do this? Why don't you and I just have like a meeting where we iron out a few pregame details? Because once the game gets going, everything should be fine.
Okay. But what I'm thinking is either we can take a break with the fantasy one. We can finish somewhere today where we can take a break, and then we do a test game and see how well that goes. And then maybe we can have the fantasy one on Thursday and the sci-fi one on Friday or whatever. We'll see.
Just want to point something out.
Yep.
If we decide to take a break, we've been talking about, you said you wanted to do some sort of superhero thing.
Oh yeah, I actually want to do that, especially now that we have a good functioning group. And I'm just curious what kind of characters people would make.
There is not enough spandex in the world to turn the four of us into superheroes.
As I said, I'm not going to force you to wear spandex.
Spandex.
Or to be heroes. For all I care, you can be running around.
I wear my spandex extra tight.
Well, I'm not going to wear anything because I'm going to be nude, man.
He keeps thinking he's Invisible Man, but he's not really. His powers look something completely different.
Naked guy! Naked like, guy!
Like in Mystery Men where the guy says, I have the power.
Yeah, it's getting ready to say.
If you don't look at me. But he was invisible to machines, really. He was. Just hilarious.
Well, only in that one scene, one time, because everybody had faith. I'm the only person I knew that actually likes that movie. Everyone else I've ever heard talk about it hates it.
Now,
I love it. Awesome. I love it. It's one of my favorite movies.
I know. It's fucking brilliant. Ben Stiller's hilarious.
Mr. Angry. I'm Mr. Angry, and he's just, like, hitting on the car.
I shovel well.
Oh, what was it? The Blue Raja, who's green?
Yeah. Well, it's historic. Okay.
I make guns fly apart.
If you like Mystery Men, you might like the specials. If you got Netflix, check that shit out. It's pretty funny.
I know I like that bowling ball. That would be a handy weapon to have.
Oh, I remember that bowling ball.
Okay, are we ready to go on? Or?
Yeah, thank you for the break. It helped.
No, I needed a break too. I need to piss and get some beer.
Let's get Wedge.
Dumpskin.
Gonna release the Kraken. Release the brown snake, will ya? Okay.
Release Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Okay. So where were we?
I got stabbed in the neck by the scorpion.
Yeah,
tail.
Mongo whacked the creature with his flaming axe. Creature is now on fire. It's actually now your turn. The spike in your neck is hurting pretty bad.
Well, seeing as am I still standing on top of the table while I'm humping the skull?
You have still the skull in the hand, and you're holding your neck because it's bleeding from the spike.
Well, I do a front flip and chuck the skull at him.
Okay, you roll a d20.
I can't find... Oh, here it is.
I'm gonna laugh my ass off if this works.
As you try to flip, you fall down miserably.
Achievement unlocked. Adam the Hedgehog.
And you lose 4 hit points. Bringing you... You fall really badly down. And oh, great. You are unconscious. And you're...
Now that's what I call a critical failure.
Oh. And the skull is still in your crotch. Nah, I'm just kidding.
Well, have you ever noticed how every time I try to release fluids, it's always going us into really big trouble?
Yes, always, so stop doing it.
Mr. Ty, it's your turn.
I don't know if I can top that, though. Alright, I'm gonna roll.
You want to attack them? You gotta say that.
I don't think I want to anymore.
No, you. That's what I'm assuming you wanted to do.
So, not anymore.
Yeah. Well, you still did it. Yeah. You don't hit him.
Questioning himself. Sorry.
Okay.
No
problem.
All good.
All good. Okay. You don't hit him. You swing at him, but he dodges the sword. Okay.
Nimble little fucker, isn't he?
Yeah, that was Mr. Ty Fleming. It's your turn.
I'm gonna have my sword.
I'm gonna have my sword. I'm gonna
have my I'll be right back. Can you just play for me?
Yeah, sure.
Attacking. I'll be right back.
Yeah, yeah, I get you. Okay, Fleming.
Remember, may the force be with you. Use the force.
No. That was wrong.
What the?
Yeah.
What is
I don't know what I did.
What the hell's a 1VM1M1?
I don't know either. I just wanted to write in Fleming and it didn't turn out too well. Yeah. It's 11. He swings and misses the creature. Okay,
you should have picked the other one. Yeah, the 19.
Well, you cannot pick. And I made a mistake. First of all.
Ooh.
Jerry on the Kings. I'm the piano man. And it's sad and it's sweet and I knew it complete when I wore a younger man's clothes. That's a great song. Okay. Now initiative.
Oh, of course, Retro Kaiser changed his freaking image to a pair of boobs.
He has been since a while.
I didn't notice until right now.
Okay.
Well, can you name that set of breasts?
Yes, I can. That's Blackheart. That's Blackheart from Neptunia.
Okay.
You've been paying attention very well, my friend.
Mongo, the creature looks at you and swings his paw at you. Yeah, he swings his paw at you. And he does...
stubs his fingers on it. On my glorious armor.
He actually... and he claws at you, and he mauls, and he claws at you for 9 damage.
Fuck that guy.
You say that he's mauling at you. Fuck that guy.
Man, I read this story about this frontiersman that got into a knife fight with the bear and won, and then his friends left him for dead without any of his shit, so he crawled, like, fucking 60 miles to a river, and, like, along the way, his wounds that were festering, he laid on a log so that the maggots would eat the dead flesh. He finally goes, like, on a 100-mile trek, gets back to civilization, recovers, finds the two assholes that left him in the fucking forest, and is like, give me my gun. And that was it.
I know what
like, give me my gun back.
I know what would happen if you would be that guy. He said, give me my gun.
Back again.
So much for you guys.
Well, the guy was enlisted in the army, and the penalty for killing anyone in the army at the time was death.
Yeah.
So,
look, I'm sure he was playing with the thought, but, you know, he was thinking, eh.
Oh, I'm sure he was absolutely pissed that they left him in the forest after being mauled by a bear.
Yeah. So,
I mean, the motherfucker killed the bear with a knife.
That's pretty badass, though. So. He was a pretty ballsy dude.
Yeah, that guy has, like, the biggest balls.
Yeah.
Those I'm not gonna die without my gun. That my gun's the only love in the world. He pleasures me.
Wait, what size were his balls?
Well, the fork wasn't big enough to contain them.
Fleming, it's your turn.
I'm going to
use them as a raft to float to safety.
Did I miss anything?
You missed the swing, and the creature has clawed Mungo for 9 damage.
Wow!
Sounds like I don't miss anything. I'm going to fight the creature with my fighting device. Alright, now where's the window? Let's open it up again. D20 plus 4. Here it goes. Here comes the swing.
Okay, you miss him.
No!
Alright. Yeah, Mr. Chan, it's your turn. By the way, we're still recording, right?
Yeah, we're still recording.
Second. Okay. I love our we're still recording. Mr.
Alright, I'm going to attack the Chimera with a 21, bitches, blackjack.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay, roll your damage.
Alright.
Time to call some van damage.
Oh, you're using your other, your two-handed sword, right? It's the 1d10.
Yeah, I'm not going to take up
the 2d6, yeah. Oh, yeah, the 2d6, right.
Of course, I'm not going to take up the
first. I know, you're smart. I got it. Okay.
I just saw him trying to trick you.
How about being smart? Don't use the curse sword, you're going to turn to a demon.
Sense. So rare, it's a superpower. Okay. Yeah, you swing at it and you hit it in his face, bleeding out of his face.
Bleeding out
of his face. Yeah! Yeah!
Okay, that was Mongo, it's your turn now.
Okay, I wind back for a swing, and boom, 18, that's how it's done.
Okay, roll for damage.
1d10.
Plus 7, fire damage, that makes it...
That's 13.
13!
Okay.
Man, fucking barbecue his nuts.
The nuts. Okay,
What?
Retro, you are unconscious, so on the floor bleeding.
Sure.
Death. Okay, I'm gonna roll initiative and burp.
Yeah, I'll have you.
For the creature, because what Shintai calls a chimera.
You gotta love how I'm the.
That's
best
not what it's called in the monster manual.
Yeah, that's not what it's called in the monster manual. Edition 5.
Fuck edition
5. My mom is calling me. I have to get out of the basement.
She bringing you your milk and cookies.
Mr. Waffle.
The 5 of the 10 penguins agree.
Butterball.
30 pounds agree.
Do a backflip and attack him with my dagger.
Oh, that's just mean.
Oh my gosh.
Soap dish.
Okay, the creature tries to bite Fleming, but he fails. Oh, he bites Fleming, but the armor keeps
gently nibbles.
He couldn't defeat the metal.
out of character. Out of character. Every time I hear him attack Fleming, oh my god, I keep on going, Gurr.
Okay. Forney Silver, you are unconscious, so you can't do anything. Fleming, it's your turn.
I could have used my sword and hit him with the thing. Okay, so let me...
With the thing.
Here it comes. Yes. That is a natural one.
You basically failed him completely.
Epic.
One out of epic. That's not an epic fail because he still got 5. Okay.
Yeah, but if he didn't have that extra plus 4, you know.
Mr. Ty, it's your turn.
All right.
This is not a video game. That means I win.
All right. I roll and I'm going to fail to hit the enemy.
Yeah, you did. You failed to hit the enemy. Okay. Mr. Ty Amungo. The ball buster.
Uh-oh. And
gently
I caress
the monster.
Be ready.
It's time to bust a nut.
All right.
I love this. It's Microlight too.
Yeah, you miss him too.
Durr.
Oh.
Do you think we've scared him yet?
Doesn't seem scared at all.
Well, the first time I slapped him around, I did some pretty good damage.
Yeah, I hit him in the face with a freaking sword.
Are we still
I think he should be a little scared.
Well, it's whatever Shintai called him, the creature.
A chimera. It's not what I call him. It's just what he is. This isn't something I can.
Not necessarily.
Anyways.
Yeah,
so...
in the real world, that thing is called a chimera. I mean, that's what that is.
Yeah, in the real world, exactly.
In the real world.
I mean,
bust out your monsters in the real world, throwing fireballs. That's not a serious business, man.
Yeah, man.
Okay, Horny Silver is unconscious, and then the creature attacks. Oh yeah. Six.
Okay. Ian Livingstone's Death Trap Dungeon.
Oh, you know that one? The Fighting Fantasy. As a kid, I loved those. They're so popular in Hungary.
I want to get the book, because I've never had the chance to read it yet. I've only played the really crappy video game based off.
Actually, they have released the books. The books, of course, much better. You can buy them. They have been really released. I'm going to send you the link afterwards, okay?
That's cool. I heard the new one.
Whatever, nerd.
I heard the new
Whatever,
one.
Whatever, nerd. Shut up, nerd!
Change in the rules to make it not as good.
The problem was they tried to make it into an action game, and they should have made it into a straight-up role-playing game, and then it would have been much more fun.
Fucking idiots.
Anyway, 11. The creature whips his scorpion tail at Mungo, and a needle just misses you barely. Okay.
Goddamn right.
Okay, that was... Yeah, Mr. Ty, it's your turn.
All right. I'm gonna swing at him.
Okay.
13. That's a little tentative.
You swing at him.
Hey, Somewhere.
Swing.
You will swing at him and you miss. Next person is Mungo. The Nutbuster.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Uh-oh. Mungo's in the room. Watch out!
And...
Alright, what's a 15 do?
You smack at him, and you barely hit him. You hit the ground, and he just barely gets away. Slightly singed by the fire from the axe.
What a fucking little bitch.
Did you hear what he called you, Mungo?
I didn't mean Mungo, I meant the Chimera.
You didn't say out of character.
Fleming, it's your turn.
You didn't say out of character. You didn't say out of character.
My sword.
You're banned from the group. Good luck fighting.
Come on, guys. Play a game right. Play a game right, guys.
Serious business, guys.
Serious business. I'm gonna
D&D is serious business.
You got you're not role playing game right. You're not playing the game right.
We should like play.
You're playing the game right. You're playing the game right.
Oh, nerds make
making a mockery of this foundation.
There you
I got a 10. That's what I got.
Okay. Yeah, you miss him. Sorry.
It's all right.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. New initiative.
Please put me on top of that thing.
Ty.
I'm gonna mount the beast.
Hey, Mutant League Football is getting ready to close at $4.
I brandish my great sword.
Is that the remake of Mutant League Football?
Oh, yeah. 20.
Yeah, okay, you roll damage.
I'm gonna roll for damage.
I gotta work my dice.
I just don't even know. Listen, you. I will.
Saxophone noodle top.
You are way too good at that. Like, for your own good.
You hit him in his arm, starts bleeding.
One day it's gonna be right.
Well, he continues bleeding.
It'll be fine. It'll be like. Burrito sandwich monster teddy bear. Like, what the fuck? Like, oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Bobby, what's wrong with that man?
My toaster with eggs.
I thought I was a loaf of bread.
Breakfast burrito bar. Yeah.
5 out of 10 bears disagree.
What was that thing we were saying that one day? You are a set of shoes. Or something like that.
Okay, Fleming, it's your turn.
I hit it with my sword. Here we go.
+35 damage, guys.
37? Wow! What kind of sword is that?
+37 damage, guys.
It's good, I can't understand you. All I can hear is, +35 damage, guys. Yeah, you're missing Fleming.
You guys aren't taking this seriously.
Seriously, man. Hey, we gotta get this thing back. Come on, guys.
Dungeons and Dragons is serious business.
This is serious game, guys. We're expanding our imagination.
Totally. We are fighting battles in our imagination.
That's not me.
Wrong. That is wrong.
Slime.
Yeah, of course, slime. Why not the slime? Fucking slime.
Slime was just having a really good good time. That's all it is.
Yeah, we are.
God, what the fuck?
Okay.
Why would a person make those noises?
Fleming.
Okay. What did you say about Fleming?
I knew it. Retro. Okay. He claws at you, Fleming.
Rock and roll.
Everything's rock and roll.
Are you gonna take that shit or what?
And he claws you for 7 damage.
Can I? Yeah, I think I'm gonna take it.
No, you may not.
He hits you pretty bad on your arm. You're bleeding pretty heavily.
Uh-oh.
Okay, next person is Courtney Silver, but you're unconscious, though. Mungo.
Mungo, wait.
Before you do anything. Horny.
Yeah. Horny. Well, that 25 I just rolled counts.
Okay, sure, it counts.
Yeah, Horny's dreaming about fucking chickens right now.
Okay, roll 1d10.
Out of character, yes, I'm Chicken Fucker from South Park. At least I helped you learn to read.
14, okay. Oh, nice! You swing your spin your axe and you hit him and you chop off his head, and his body still moves around and falls down. His scorpion tail swinging around. You guys easily dodge it. Then his body falls down. His face is looking in you, and yeah.
Does he have scorpion testicles or are they lion testicles?
I don't think scorpions have testicles.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they don't.
He's got lion testicles. They're pretty big.
Like, I'm surprised. Like,
two
sessions have gone
pretty
by,
big lion testicles.
For that.
What?
Well, I just got two pretty big lion testicles.
Yeah, I know that, but CF said something.
No, I was just about to say.
Are they furry?
I missed the lion testes thing. So I was thinking this was like the second session and there still hasn't been any additions to the necklace.
They feel good on my chin, on my necklace.
Are they all nice and fuzzy?
Yes, they are. They keep my beard. They keep my neck warm. Let's tend to the horny magician.
Yeah, he's just bleeding there to death, blood flowing out of his neck.
This is what happens when you spend the night with strange turkeys or chickens or whatever it was. Alright, I'm going to use one of my... I should have, according to my sheet, I have a mostly used first aid kit.
Yeah.
Can I get any more use out of that thing?
Okay, you can heal him up to 0, so he's not dying anymore with that, and he's used up. Okay. He's not, you're conscious now, barely, but you still need to be healed.
Alright, well, let me delete that from my...
I had a dream. Yeah. You were there, and you were there.
Go back to sleep.
Shut up.
Be right back. I gotta put the garlic bread in the oven.
Okay.
I want to use two
health potions, one on myself and one on the Silver Alchemist.
Okay.
So, yes, according to my sheet, that should drop me down to 15.
Yep. Change the hit points back to 4 for both of you.
Okay. I'm going to use all my health potions. I'm ruining the game.
No, see, this is more like what I was expecting when we were talking about playing originally.
Come on, guys.
That's a game, sir.
It's serious business, man. You have to follow the rules, man. I mean, AT&D is some serious shit, man. You cannot just, like, do that.
Whatever.
Oh my god.
Are you still waiting on me?
No. Basically, So, you kill the creature, you hear the mechanical noise, and the door behind you opens again. There's still the, but the cage doesn't raise again where the hole was.
Oh, stupid cage. Gosh.
So what you
guys... Despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in the cage. Let's see. All right, let's make some progress. Come on, let's go do some shit.
So the cage.
Come on, guys.
I missed a little bit, and I'm like out of the loop. We're trying to get inside of this cage, or are we just ready to roll?
Well, no, you can. It's just what I say is the hole where the creature has come out of. It's the cage is still lowered.
Lead the way, Mungo.
I have no idea what to do either. I've just been goofing around. I don't know what's happening.
No shit, Sherlock.
I don't have the scene in my head anymore.
Okay, you were. It is a the room has changed, and it's still the old. It's an old. It's kind of. It looks like kind of a like an animal pen, and it's there's a bunch of skeletons around, and on the table. There is a skeleton. The skull is on the floor. That's what Retro Kaiser has been humping, and he thought it's a chicken. Obviously, it was some sort of illusion magic that you have seen. So.
Okay, so we wandered into this room, and we fought the monster, and the monster went away. Yeah. Can we go into where the monster came from?
Well, what I said is that the cage is still lowered. So, yes, sure.
Let's do that.
Do it. Okay, who wants to go first?
The horny magician.
I should shove Mungo in there.
No, guys. Please don't. Promise I'll be good.
I'm gonna go ahead and do it.
Okay. Shintai, you crawl in. You can find, as you crawl in, you find a bunch of dead bodies, and you can find...
Loot!
Well, most of the weapons and stuff you find are all rusty, but you can find a really nice,
stupid
really nice dagger, and it has a black color. The blade has a black color.
Oh, no. Anything that's black... No, anything that's black is so fucking cool. Cursed. I don't need any more demons talking to me in my head.
Relax. Hey.
Why not? No. I'd like to have some friends.
Okay. No, you... Okay, Mr. Ty, there's a very simple way to figure out. Silver Alchemist, is he back?
He's back, yeah. But you guys have you followed Shintai and crawled into the room?
Where the I'll crawl in with him. So
okay, so all of you are in there.
So... I am, at least.
Okay, I'm paranoid as fuck. I ain't touching no more enchanted shit.
Okay.
If you want it, if you want it, you can take it.
Remember, this is why it's good to know what the Silver Alchemist can do. He has a detect magic spell, which will come in handy in this situation. Have the Silver Alchemist cast detect magic on the dagger to see if it's just a dagger or if it is, in fact, enchanted.
All right. Go for it.
Okay.
Like I think Kaiser like went to the can or something.
What was he doing? He's doing something stupid with food.
Okay.
I forget what.
Yeah. Silver Alchemist is still resting. He's still unconscious. The health potion is still taking its time to heal him.
All right.
Well, until then, I ain't touching anything.
I'm snagging.
Wait. But why is? Oh, he's meant to shit or something.
He had to go.
He went to the kitchen. I forget what he was getting, but it made me laugh at the time.
I'm going to grab it.
Okay, you grab it.
I'm going to put it in my stuff.
Woo!
Oh, here we go. Anime D20, Mecha D20. Sweet.
The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, I was just like...
Hey, guys.
I'm sorry, I was thinking a lot. My bad.
I dropped my taco in the fire. I'm gonna get it out. Ow! What did I miss, guys?
Critical Failure is about to get
this. No, wait. Better yet, Silver Alchemist, you wake up in the room, everybody's gone.
This will help make the game go faster.
Your wounds are healed, though.
So am I at full health?
Yeah, you don't feel the wound anymore in your neck. It's gone.
Which way do I go? Where do I go?
You can hear Alchemist whining. And
yeah, okay.
Alright, I'm gonna go back in.
I yell back. Okay, I yell, hey, Silver Alchemist, we're over here.
How do I know this is you?
You can hear that from the...
Fine, I go.
You follow them and
plus start. 5 intelligence for good role playing.
Or minus. Okay,
Hey, Horny Magician, what's that food you went and got?
Kangaroo.
Oh, this peanut's on my crotch. It's a skull.
No, I meant, like, out of character. Sorry.
Oh, I'm just cooking up some garlic bread.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Anyway, Fleming, didn't you wanted to ask him about the dagger?
So I got this dagger in there. Can you cast your detect magic spell on the dagger? Hey, Kaiser?
Yes?
Okay, I found this dagger. I found this dagger with the thing over there behind the monster that we killed. Can you cast your detect magic spell on it so we can see if it's cursed?
Sure. Abracadabra. Abracadabra, what the hell? Why cast the spell of detect magic? Oh, the irony!
Okay, roll a d20.
Just remember, I have woken up. I was stabbed in the neck from fucking a chicken.
Okay. Woo! Yeah, you can see the dagger is glowing red. So that means it's magical.
Fuck it, at least I'll make something happen.
Well, no, that's what the Kaiser now sees. He didn't say you yet. He didn't say anything. Kaiser, listen. Your character sees it's magical. What do you do?
It's burning red, guys. Which means it's magical.
Great.
I told you not to fuck with that shit.
I want it.
Why?
Don't touch it.
Great.
Okay, I'm gonna pull down my pants and no, I'm kidding. Good.
If you pull down your pants, I'm gonna have to be the one that pulls them back up again. You know what happened last time.
That's two separate actions.
God, will you stop?
What happened to Mungo? He sounds stupid.
I think he leveled up to Mega Nerd. He's like a Pokemon.
Okay, I'll quit. I'll quit
what
fucking
the hell
around.
What was that sound? What was that?
That's just what Australia sounds like. People dying constantly.
Okay. Let's continue the game here, my guys.
Where are we? In a dungeon or in the ghetto? Ghetto dungeon.
Yo! I used the
ghetto dungeon.
It is magical ability to light the place up.
It's a hip-hop dungeon.
What was
it? Oh no, a wild Kanye appears.
No, you don't pick up gold, you pick up 50 Cent.
I perform the...
And you pick up bling.
Dick waggle or something like that.
Dick flying.
I'm seriously confused, guys.
Alright, what are you doing with the sword? I say we fucking leave it. Fuck this haunted ass thing. We're here because of a cursed fucking weapon. Leave it. It's bad news.
That's, Yeah, that's what I was saying in the first place. Throw it away.
I have my sword. Get the dagger. Throw the dagger.
Just leave it the fuck alone.
You just throw it away?
Alright. Good choice.
Okay.
Why'd you even pick it up?
Haven't you ever played Diablo? Dude. Magic doesn't mean cursed all the time.
Dude, but it's black. It has a red aura.
No, honestly, the red aura just means it's magical. When Kaiser sees anything magical, it glows red. It doesn't matter if it's cursed or not. You don't know. He can't say if it's cursed or not.
Yeah, screw you guys. I'm taking it with me. I'm picking it back up. It goes
okay. All right, then. There you go.
I just hope we don't have to go on another quest like me. And,
I'm tired of playing it safe. I would rather, like, have something happen and end up dying than, like, keep playing it on.
Okay, so, guys, what do you do? You get out of the room?
Yeah, let's go. Fuck this place.
You get out of the room, like, completely. You're in the corridors back again. On your left, it continues up, and it goes to the right, so to north. Mm-hmm. So right now you're looking to the east as you come out. To the north, that's where you have turned in. You can go back where you came from, or you can also go towards the east. I mean to the west, and there it seems to go to the north again. But also to the south, there's another door you can see.
Anywhere well, pick we... a door, guys. Let's go through that shit.
I'm not keeping a map anymore. I tried to at the beginning, but it wasn't working. South, I guess. We haven't been through there yet, have we?
No, you haven't.
Let's go through there.
Okay. You go straight down. To your right, there is a door on the very end of the corridor, and it is silver.
Well,
let's
look at it. I roll a d20. I got 25 lookage. What do I see?
25 lookage? Okay, you have 25 lookage. Yeah, you can see there is a...
If you say it's a door, I swear to God.
You can see it's a door and it has a handle. You open it up.
Excellent.
No, wait, he didn't say he was going to open it. Can't play this character for him.
I roll a 15.
I'm the DM. I can say whatever I want, so it doesn't matter. Whatever I say is true.
You're right.
Long dick of the law, right?
Nicely put.
Okay, you open the door, you can see a 4x4, 2 yards in front of you, there's another door, and it seems to be a 4x4 room. To your right, it seems when you look down to the south, or to your right, basically, it seems to continue. You can't see what is there.
Alright, what was to the right of where? let's go investigate whatever that was. I roll a 19 of investigate whatever was.
You guys know what I'm noticing about this group? Not to further break up the gameplay anymore, but like I'm noticing like the two forms of play, like overworld interactions and like dungeons. We do really well with like overworld interactions broken up with really small battles, but we do terrible. We fall the fuck apart in a dungeon. Like even like the simplest fucking thing, it's like we fall the fuck apart.
Hey, I don't think it's my fault.
I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just the focus of this group.
It's, you know what I'm saying? Okay. The thing is about that going through a dungeon is different than overworld interactions. Or just general, just NPC interactions, because, and that's pretty easy. It's always easier. Dungeons are always more complex, so don't worry about that too much. It's not, as I said.
Well, in my opinion, I think you're right, but I think things would go just a little bit smoother if we didn't have retro fucking chickens.
But isn't that the fun part of the game?
I haven't been helping very much either tonight.
Absolutely.
Well,
I've got some hardcore giggles.
Well, yeah, everyone I think is like, If you guys want
to... You're not playing the game right, Fleming.
Guys, listen. I think we're having fun, right?
Yeah, we are.
So, that's when you play a D&D game right. Doesn't matter how far you get anywhere. It's just if you're having fun, that's when you're doing it right.
I'd be having more fun if I didn't have voices in my head.
Okay, one second. We've got to
let the story unfold as it unfolds naturally, Fleming. We're trying to rush the game.
Well, Mr. Ty.
Okay, guys, well, yes, Mr. listen.
Ty, out of everyone else, you're the only one with a party in your head.
I have an idea. Let's make a little break here, okay?
Alright.
And then
I gotta go get some dinner.
Yeah, one second, because
You reached
the save point, guys.
I was about to say, is this a Dungeon Master trick to break us all up?
Well.
That's it. I'm going to go
making that happen.
Alec Red.
I've done it. Be right back, guys.
Retro Kaiser's a great guy.
Yes, he is.
He amuses me.
There is no right way of playing it in my book. The only right way is when you're having fun. You know, it's not like a video game where you have to reach the goal. You know, if you want to reach it...
Fleming craves epic loots. He thirsts for treasure.
Okay,
His full name is Clarence Fleming.
That's funny.
I like Mungo's full name.
What's Mungo's full name? I had a did not
humongous, bust. Humongous something cock thruster. It makes a lot more sense when you see it. That's right, Quincy.
Hey, I got a question. Since we're on a break, this is completely unrelated to this group. What's required to play GURPS?
What the fuck is GURPS?
That's another role-playing game. It's the cool thing about that, it's there's no like background. You can do it in any kind of background you want. Fantasy, sci-fi, superhero, horror, whatever. What is required? What's going to be required is you'll have to tell me exactly what kind of character you want. And truth be told, it's very free. You can literally have any character.
Brain Surgeon Rockstar.
Sure, no problem.
Yeah, like I'm flipping through like the GURPS manuals just like online while we're hanging out.
Mm-hmm. Do you have the basic book? You have to have. I would say start with the first basic book, third edition. Honestly,
what is that? Is it just GURPS basic book?
If you want, I can give it to you. I have it on PDF.
I don't want to take us down that path on game night. I was just curious. I was curious if it was going to be like a quick answer.
With GURPS, it's a little bit more complex because GURPS is more about role-playing.
GURP.
And there you have basically when you make a character, you have attributes, which are advantages and disadvantages. Basically, it makes your character more 3D, you know. Like, for example... If I would analyze Mungo's character, it would be obsessive compulsiveness of collecting testicles. You know, he has to collect testicles. Or Retro Kaiser, he has to do something.
Gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all.
Yeah, yeah. So that would be something that he has to roll against. So
the Pokemon tabletop. Let's do it.
Okay. Here is. Show you how the room looks like where you guys in because I have it not printed out so you understand what kind of room you are. I've got a million windows up. As long as you guys are having fun, I think. Or. That's what I'm asking if you guys are having fun.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm I think it's critical failure that's not having fun because we're not making enough progress.
Oh, kiss my ass.
Look, dude. Buttermilk donkey balls.
Okay, this is the room where you are in right now.
I'm looking at it.
The upper part is where you entered. Mm-hmm. And then this is the room what you see. I'm just going to post you the rooms where you are because I have it now printed out.
Actually, that just reminded me.
Right now break, so I'm going to get some beer, piss, do whatever you need. So.
It just reminded me, I remember listening to the Monster Cast, and Gary, you were going on about like how you were kind of tricking yourself into like acting like a different kind of person or something like that.
Yeah.
Actually, that reminds me of another character in a visual novel. This character is a lot more fucked up than you in the head because he got raped as a kid. And
that sounds like a jolly novel.
Wait! Hello. He got raped as a kid wearing a maid outfit.
Oh,
what the?
Sweet.
Is this? Yeah. Are you talking about Shinji?
No, I'm not talking about Shinji. Shinji didn't get
fucking
raped.
Dumbass. God, I don't know what happened today, man. I got the devil in me.
That's the devil in you.
I
find it hilarious because, like, normally the guy is, like, really quiet, but once he started making friends, he started acting, like, more friendly, and he started acting, a little more social, but yeah. that's not really how he is. That just really reminded me of you.
You seriously, a couple of years ago, there's no way in hell I would even talk to a dude on the internet because that's fucking gay.
Really?
I think what
the internet is made for talking to bitches.
Nice.
Trust me, I'm seeing pictures of him. It looks like red dust.
You know, bitches are good motivation. You know, your penis.
Actually, he felt so emasculated from being raped as a kid that when he's older now, all he thinks about is, like, getting laid with chicks.
Fred Durst is a faggot.
So in the visual novel, you have sex multiple times.
He's that kind of faggot.
Okay, listen. Before we start again, I'm just curious. If you guys wanted to play a GURPS campaign, that could be in any kind of background you wanted it to be.
I think that might just be like something just I'm interested in.
Okay.
Unless like you guys wanted to do something weird, like do like a
I don't give a shit
or something.
Something weird. We're about
just
bunching
chicken.
I would have fun with it, but I think what we'll do first is we're gonna do what I'm gonna do. The next campaign is the superhero one, and see how far that goes. And I think we should do the D&D campaign continuously. That's the one we should do always. And if you guys want, then we just, you know, take a break on Thursday and we do the Critical Failure sci-fi campaign and just try it out.
I might need an extra week, but we'll see.
If you need an extra week, that's fine. I'll post up D&D session 6, and if you say I can do it, then I say, well, it's going to be sci-fi session 1. But okay. If not, then we'll just do D&D session 6. Either way, it doesn't matter. Okay?
That sounds great.
Okay. Okay, you got the rooms, right? Okay. Okay, let's continue. What?
Oh, just the one. Okay, sorry. I got the rooms, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so what?
Fucking sick, bro.
What do you do now? You can see the room. So where do you want to go?
Not ashamed of it.
Are we in the upper right-hand side?
Yeah, the upper right-hand side. That's where you enter. That's the hallway.
All right. I'm going to go to the door. It's an upper left-hand side of the room, and I'm going to look at it really closely with balls.
Roll for initiative.
Yeah, No. You look at the door. It's, it seems to be made out of black stone, and what you can see.
Okay, fuck that door. I want to take another look at the door in the lower right-hand side of the room.
It seems to be made also out of black stone.
Oh, God, black stone. All right, let's go back to the door in the upper left-hand side, the original door that I was going to go to.
Okay, it's still made out of black stone.
Does it open? I'm going to try and open it.
Yeah, it opens.
All right, rock and roll. Let's go through it.
Okay, one second, I gotta check something. Okay, you enter the room, and you can see a humanoid statue with a small altar in front of it. Seems to be a skeleton in front of it that has some old, moldy robes on. And there seems to be a knife there and with some dried ancient blood on it.
I bet.
And, okay. It's basically a 1-2, as you enter, it's a 1-2-3-4 yard room. Wait, let me just show it to you. I'm gonna just see. Session. I'm gonna make it in my software. It just takes a little bit longer. Problem is, I was just really busy.
That's fine. Oh, this fucking sucks, dude.
Have we actually restart back into the game?
Yeah, we're in the game. We're in the room, and there's an altar, and there's like a big statue, and in front of the statue there's an altar, and there's like some human remains, and like old bones, and there's a dagger.
Oh, great. I'm guessing we have to make a virginal sacrifice.
Hold on. Silver Alchemist, bend over. I'll stab you.
Well, I'm not a virgin. None of us are.
Okay.
I'm for that idea.
Fine. If you have to make a human sacrifice, I'll be the guy that sacrifices himself. Oh, we can sacrifice Mr. Blob.
Okay, this is
No.
I love how Mr. Blob has more importance to the party than Retro. Okay. I'm sending you the info what you see about the room. It's a very crude map, but
oh well.
Next time it's gonna be better.
Sorry, you did good. Oh, wow, that's a lot. Which one did we come in?
From the upper, the northern. The
fuck is that? A baked potato and a cell phone?
Oh, I'm sorry that I now have infinite time to do the fucking room. You try DMing, my friend, and we'll see. The baked potato is the statue. And then the little gray thing, that's the altar. The
you red. Walk into a room with a baked potato and a cell phone. What do you do? Exits are north and west.
I like how there's blood on the screen.
7 out of 10 muskrats agree.
Hold on,
I don't know. It actually looks like a big piece. It looks like poo with a used tampon.
Oh, give me a fucking break. It's a statue. Use your fucking imagination. Sorry that I don't have the fucking map made with my fucking socks.
I'm really joking, man.
Man,
this
actually, I'd say it looks like a giant turd.
Yes, it's a giant turd. It's a fucking dragon shit. The shit attacks you. You all die. That's congratulations.
Alright, let's go to the...
That's awesome.
Alright. I'm gonna walk up to the door that's on the south wall. I'm gonna put my ear up to it. See if I can hear what's going on in the next room.
That's what you would do, isn't it?
One of these rooms gotta have like that big monster in it that that dude like wrote about very carefully before he died.
Okay. As you move towards the south room, the statue starts moving. And it attacks you. And I roll.
Bro.
Did you say you want me to roll, or are you putting up a combat list?
No, I'm putting up a combat list.
Okay.
Right, is this turned into a Bollywood film? The statue suddenly just comes up and tries to attack you. What's next? We're all going to start dancing.
Okay.
This sucks. They made the old Command & Conquer games free, and then they took it back.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm trying to click on the links to get the old ones, and it's sending me to Command & Conquer, the first decade. Buy it now!
You know what's the funny thing is? The games that you got for free, do you have them now legally since they're not free anymore, or not? See, that's what... Oh, well, who cares?
I don't know.
Here's the initiative. Okay.
I'm totally thinking about casting a spell to make the statue perform minor tricks for an hour.
Butterball timeshare.
Frickled foreskin on a plate.
Whoa. That's gross, man.
Very nice.
And intriguing.
Nice, how much?
How much for the little girl?
Your women, I want to buy your women.
What are you buying?
She's grown up.
What are you selling?
I'm confused. Are we dealing with the statue? Is the statue a salesman?
It's a reference to Resident Evil 4.
I'm referencing.
I know you're doing the Resident Evil 4 voice. I just don't know if we're dealing with the statue or not.
Yes, you almost became a Jill sandwich.
I'll be examining.
I think I heard of a Resident. Yeah, there's a Resident Evil porno that went like that. You almost became a Jill sandwich.
I didn't need to know that, Retro, but thank you.
I would like.
I needed to know that.
Really?
I want.
Have you seen the Left 4 Dead porn?
Oh, where
no,
is
I
that?
Don't think
I know what you're on about.
If you look at realize. The statue, you realize it's made out of wood, apparently.
Oh, sweet. That's
fine. Oh, can I...
You got
One second.
Oh, jeez.
I give up. Oh yeah, the creature.
What are you giving up on? Life?
I've been trying to download the original Command & Conquer. They made it free, and now it's not. I fucking give up.
Yeah, way to go, asswipe. Should have been downloading shit when it first went up.
Yeah, when they were like, it's free, I should have grabbed it all. They did that to promote Command & Conquer 4, and apparently that was a really horrible game.
Man, ain't no one gonna be playing that shit.
Yeah. Anyway, Fleming.
You waiting for me?
Yeah, the creature basically whacks you. He whacks you really hard.
So did I die? Am I dead, or...?
Still standing, but he, like, whacked you really hard in the face.
15. Oh, no.
You gotta get you a potion.
You're bleeding really hard. In the chest, more likely. You're barely standing. Okay.
Alright,
let's
see.
Next person is Horny Silver.
So the statue was made out of wood.
You can see that pretty obviously.
Well, abracadabra, dabra to do, I set a fireball right on you. Cast fireball.
Okay.
I better roll my die.
Yeah. Yeah, just a slight poof of smoke. Yeah.
Sorry.
Next person is Mungo.
Not bust.
Alright, it is nut busting time. Roll. I'm exit, and I rolled a 15.
Okay. Yeah,
Mungo, I don't think you're going to get nuts from it. I think you're going to get wood from it.
Okay, you hit him.
Clever.
Roll damage. It's 1d10 plus 7. The 7 is multiplied by 2, so it's 14 plus 8. Woo-hoo. That's 18. 24. Okay. Okay, you hit him with the axe. You chop off his arm. He's now on fire.
Whoa. Hardcore metal.
Yeah. Okay. Next person is Fleming.
Hi. Thanks for healing me, guys. I'm going to use a health potion. And that's my turn.
Okay. But you're fine again. You're so fine. Okay, Mr. Ty.
Ah, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hi, Mickey. Hi, Mickey.
I brandish my great sword.
Okay, you hit him. Roll damage. 2d6.
I'm rolling.
I'm okay. What up, Mac?
Oh, yeah. I rolled an 8, bitches.
Okay,
Yeah, bones.
You hack him in 2, and he just the rest of it is just burning. You have now a level fireplace, basically.
How do you feel when the beds are burning?
Okay, you guys want to go on or you want to take a break here?
I'm ready. I can go on.
Okay, who can go
on? I'm ready to go, brother.
I'm ready to go, brother. Are you ready for WWE champion?
No, I can keep
Me
going.
Me and all the Hulkamaniacs out there are ready, brother.
Are you ready?
Okay, there we're fine. Okay, yeah, he's dead. He's still got the altar there and the skeleton, the moldy robe. What do you do now?
Well, I checked the skeleton.
You find in one of the pocket of the robes, you find a gold
piece. That's what you found.
Golden dicks.
You find a penis-shaped key. You find a key, basically.
A penis-shaped key.
It's a special key. A very special key.
Stop with you, CF. You're kind of obvious.
You have to use your special key on her special lock.
It sounds like some kind of anime thing.
Like
new
the...
special key! Whoa!
Don't make me shove the special key up your ass.
Oh, no.
If you think about that, especially
or
not
Or maybe,
skeleton.
Yes.
Suck on this!
No. Yuck.
I will actually not be doing that. Thank you for the offer, though.
What did I find in the pocket, sir?
Okay, guys. What are you doing?
I was checking the skeleton.
I was in the middle of doing something before that thing attacked me.
You wanted to go to the southern door.
Yeah, me.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to put my ear up to it and listen, see if I can hear any threats.
You can't hear anything.
Maybe I can use my clever role-playing to keep us from getting attacked.
Your clever role-playing?
Yes.
I'd like to see that happen.
Okay, well, I cast a spell of press disintegration before minor tricks for an hour.
You do what?
Never mind.
Better.
Alright, I'm busting up with the door to the south. Screw you guys.
Fleming wastes one turn going home.
Okay. So you don't hear any threats, so you try to open that door. It seems to be a normal iron door.
Great. Let's open it.
Okay. You open it. And,
a normal iron door that doesn't open. Oh my god.
Well, I'm doing other rooms, so I don't have to explain it.
Hope we don't find any more baked potatoes.
Four, bloody Tampa.
Four out of 16 potatoes. This is
my doctor recommends Viagra for all my ED problems.
But potatoes.
Potato.
Turn about in the Pacific.
Dungeon magic.
We'd just be talking about my D&D.
Jelly blacks.
Okay, one second. Then,
See, that's what I'm saying. If we had just fought you and killed you when you started to go bad, shouldn't I? You would have made another character and already been up to level 2 by now.
Yeah, I would have been struggling and tagging behind you guys.
Shintai is same level as you.
Nah, no, I'm just giving him shit.
Can we just open this damn door already? I'm sick of seeing.
Yeah.
He's looking like for the second or third time. What happens behind the door?
Well, listen up against it and see what happens.
Yeah,
nothing's there.
Yeah, you open the door. One second. Give me a fucking second, goddammit.
I am. He was asking me a question, dude.
Yeah.
There's a lot of math that goes into opening doors. You gotta wait for it to load.
And you have to roll.
To finish the fucking
just like real life. Just like real goddamn life.
Yeah, just like in real life, you have to roll.
No, in real life, you have to roll with it.
Gotta rock.
What are these gold things?
The doors are golden, and they have faces.
Okay.
One has a face that is pretty ugly, like a monstrous face. The other one is smiling and female. Pretty.
I don't trust the smiling female one. We're going to get forest raped again. It's a lesson about
this?
Inner beauty.
What's this big sensor block doing in the corner?
Okay, the one when you enter the room, the one in the northeastern corner, that's the one with the pretty female face. The other one is the one with the ugly monster face.
Okay, we can trust the ugly one.
It's a lesson about inner beauty, guys.
Exactly. That's why I have.
How about I just attack one of them? See what happens.
Okay, what you want to attack with your staff?
Why would
I love
you
no one
attack it? It's the fucking door.
You want
to? I love it? Nobody tried to talk me out of it.
Okay, you want to whack it with your staff? Roll a d20. Go
or
ahead.
You just want to whack your staff?
I want to whack the female with my staff.
Go ahead.
That's wrong in more ways than one.
Sounds about right to me. Get a golden Hummer.
You try to whack it and you fail to whack the face. The giant bull. He swings.
It's like when someone overshoots a golf, club, they just spin around and drop on the ground.
Okay. Yeah, you swing and you fail. And she just,
well,
and the face starts moving, and she just giggles.
It's
okay. This
trap.
One's definitely not the night. This one's definitely not good. She's laughing at me.
That just reminds me of Tecmo's deception.
She just got a good look at your staff. That's all.
I know about deception.
Telling you, let's go investigate this ugly door.
Okay.
Just remember. Remember, just because you're the horny magician doesn't mean you're the effective magician.
I go to the door and say hello.
To the female one?
Hello. No, to the monster face door. Hello.
Hello.
So, what's on the other side of this door?
Me not tell. It's secret.
Is it a good secret or a bad secret?
Me not tell. It's secret.
What would make you tell? What would make you tell?
Me, if you answer riddle.
Oh, fuck your riddle. Open the door.
Oh, God.
Hey, the last one was easy.
Can we at least hear what the riddle is first? Can we hear what the riddle is first?
No, yes. Yeah, you're right. Suddenly, the face changes into an old man's face and starts saying, "I begin eternity and end space, at the end of time and in every place, last in life, second to death, never alone. Found in your breath, contained by earth, water or flame, my grandeur so awesome, wind dare not tame, not in your mind, am in your dreams, vacant to kings, present to queens, what am I?"
Oh my God, what?
That was really long. At first I thought it was oxygen.
Is there a consequence?
Like, what?
Yeah, at first I thought it was oxygen too, and then it just trailed off, and I was just like, obviously not though.
Is there a penalty?
It changes back to the monster.
What is your answer?
Holy
shit. We're not sure.
Relax, dude. That's a long ass riddle.
Yeah, take a chill pill.
I don't know.
It still leads to oxygen, I think. Or air.
Yeah, because they're so, like, absent in men, but absent in kings, but present in queens. Like, the oxygen network, you know, kings aren't going to watch that shit.
No, but
it
talks
about, it talks about fire and water. Which
wait,
also has.
Suddenly,
you hear from the other side of the room. His riddle is hard. Mine is easy. You want to try?
No. If yours is easy, then yours is the wrong way. The hard way is obviously the right way to go.
Always, man.
It's always the hard way.
You don't get good shit for taking the easy route.
I roll my d20 to... Yeah, I roll a 21 in figuring out the riddle.
Okay, you think about it. And the hint is, it's a letter. That's all what comes to mind to you.
Okay.
What, from which alphabet?
That's all the hints that Mongo can think about.
It's the letter E.
You have answered correctly.
Wait, how is it E? I don't get it.
Present in queens, but absent in kings. It's the letter E.
There's no E in kings.
I think. Wow. I was like. Wow. Okay.
I love your laugh. It's like. You're like completely down on the
deep. Yeah, because like, I was so hung up on like, I'm not in your brain, but I am in your dreams. So I was like, what the fuck does that mean? I didn't even think about the letters.
All right, we opened the door. Let's go through this shit. It's been nice talking to you, Goldilocks.
While you're talking to the fucking monster face. Ooh, thank you. And the door changes to a normal door and it opens.
Have a good day, buddy. Good job.
Your buddy.
Yeah, you can see a room and it has a table in it.
His cable, awesome.
No, it has a table in
okay.
it. And there is a... The table has a... You can see from there, it has a cupboard.
There's a table and a cupboard. Let's go see what's inside
the table has a cupboard in it. How do you call that?
A okay. Shelf? Like a tablecloth?
No, a shelf. You know, where you can put a stuff cupboard.
In.
You know, you pull it out of the table and there's stuff in it.
Well, there's okay, always a door hidden behind cupboards. Cupboards and bookcases. Haven't you ever watched Scooby-Doo? I mean...
Yeah, basically it's just a simple, like, work table of some sort, and there's a little...
I'm looking in the drawer.
You're looking into the drawer, you see a bunch of, scissors.
Oh, shit, that doesn't bode well.
Scissors.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, it's cutting time.
Suddenly something...
Somewhere there's a Johnny Depp without hands.
That's what I was thinking.
Suddenly, you are being sucked into the drawer, and you fall through a vortex of scissors. All of you.
Oh, this reminds me of Mario. Not a character, this reminds me of Mario.
Okay.
There better be a goddamn magician inside of this table.
Hey!
You find a...
a good one.
You find yourself suddenly in a small, weird-looking room after you've seen some weird shit happening. And the room, there is a very, very small door. There's a table. And there's a cake and a bottle of something next to it.
Well, sorry, Mr. Ty, but I think we've walked into Wonderland.
Well, I'm not touching anything ever again.
I'm so tempted to hump the cake.
I
go hump the cake.
Okay. You start humping the cake. Congratulations.
Your dick is not covered in cake. But it disappears because the cake is the truthitude.
Just remember, if anyone asks, let's just say we ate it all.
No, I'm not eating your dick cake.
Yeah, all 2 inches of it.
So was it just a normal cake?
Fuck the cake, it's gone. It's like, it's on your dick, basically. It's little pieces.
Oh, well, we could have eaten this thing.
Well, what's the next bit?
Well, there's still a bottle of something there. It's a bottle with some kind of weird...
Can I stick my dick in the bottle?
A dick in a box?
You can try.
Okay, I'll try to stick my dick in the bottle now.
Roll it.
If you can make that work, then my condolences, friend.
You roll it 20. Okay, you have your dick in the bottle, but you gotta take it
out. Oh my god. You probably lost some HP.
Actually, your dick starts to shrivel and it becomes small.
So does the bottle fall off then?
Yeah.
So wait, it's smaller than 2 inches now?
But the bottle falls down and breaks and the fluid is on the ground.
I am such a bad person. I'm sorry.
Well, what now? What's left? There was a cake and there was a bottle.
Well, you know what they say. There are no brakes on the rape train.
There are no brakes on the rape train.
Well, there is still the small door. That's it.
Shall we go through the door?
It's really small. I mean, it's like a couple of inches. It's like 4 inches tall. 2 inches.
Quick, put your dick through it.
Oh, can we send Mr. Blob through it? Can we send Mr. Blob, Mr. Slime through it? See what's in there.
You can try.
What good would that do? That would just everything in there would get eaten.
Well, we could melt the hole to be bigger.
I don't think it's gonna work.
I'm starting to think I should have grabbed that bottle.
I think we were supposed to drink some of the potion and be able to go through that
There's
door.
There's no potion on the floor.
Lick it up, guys.
It's been stirred with a dick.
Well, I licked the potion on the floor, see what happens.
What you lick?
The stuff on the floor to see what happens.
Fluid?
Roll?
You start to shrink. Smaller.
Oh, God.
You know, on the size of Funko.
Well.
What is... How does your dick taste?
Like cream.
Yeah, I have a feeling, Sentai, that we're all gonna find out.
Oh, yes. Right, link it up, guys.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm the fucking first Xmas. I'm gonna hop.
Do you have any Just ask, do you have any STDs?
A horny magician, what is the lesson that we have learned today? Not to hump
Fungo, everybody. He's now at your size. He's actually slightly smaller than you.
What are you looking at, big man?
Wait, am I big enough to fit through the door? Like, can I fit through the door as I am, or does...
Oh, you can't.
I can't, so... It's so, horny magician has to take another lick of
four
the,
or 5 feet tall. The door is too...
Well, Mungo, you can always drink some of the potion. Why are you so worried about it? You practically walk around with bowls in your face.
Under, not in. Mungo reluctantly slurps up enough potion to fit through this goddamn door.
Okay, roll a d20.
Does he fail to lick the potion?
We'll see.
I bust my tooth out. Okay.
No. You manage to lick it from the floor, but you grossed out and you puke. But you manage you shrink enough. You're now 2 inches tall. And, you're not 2 inches tall.
If you need more, you could just take it right off of Kaiser's dick. Probably still has
some potion on there.
It's probably still fresh.
I think I'll just hang out over here and wait for you guys.
Great, you can. I'm going to the door.
Now, on the plus side, I'm glad we're all in the door where no one can see us.
What's
that? You can't do that. You gotta roll first.
I'm glad we're all in a drawer where no one can see us.
All right, I'm going through the door. Screw this. Screw you guys. I'm going through the door. I'm advancing.
I'm going to follow.
You're not small enough yet. You got to drink more potion.
You can drink more potion.
Okay. I licked the ground for more potion.
Roll a d20. There's also some of Mungo's puke now.
Well, he tasted me, so I think it should be fair to, like, taste him.
Even though there is a lot of puke and everything, you don't puke, which is your other comrade just looking.
I do not want to be hearing this anymore.
And you shrink down. Yeah. Okay, Mungo, as you open the door, you can find a paradise-like world. There's all kinds
of... Do they have mouthwash?
There's all kinds of weird trees and there's, it seems like all the trees and all the vegetation and everything seems to be made out of candy and all kinds of that stuff.
Come on in, guys. The weather's fine.
Okay, I'm joining. Am I with Mungo?
Mungo sounds more like
me. Come on, guys.
You'll hear some squeaking from the door, Fleming and Mr. Zahn.
Sorry, am I with Mungo? Did I go on the door? Yeah. Come on in, guys! It's great in here!
Alright, it's up to you, Fleming and Mr. Ty, to figure out what to do. Look up the pukey cock puddle.
No, I'm not gonna do that. I will wait here.
It's just pretend, Fleming. You're not a fucking homo if you pretend to lick up someone's dick juices from the ground.
This went from rated R is rated XXX really fast.
So, Retro Kaiser, what have we learned about humping?
It ends us up in Candyland.
Oh, that's a good lesson.
You see, some
more weird ways than one.
Some weird fairies floating around and other creatures laughing and everything.
So, fairies.
You just see a golden waterfall, and you can realize
golden waterfall.
No! You can see
for the second time this evening.
It's foaming. He can see its beer.
Sweet, I'm gonna go drink some of that to get the cock out of my mouth.
Yeah, it's like the best beer you ever drinking.
Was it better? Yeah, with your cock out.
Better than the beer.
Well, is there any candy canes around?
Well, slightly better. Not much. What do you say, Kaiser?
Are there any candy canes around?
There are some candy cane trees growing around.
I take a bite of a candy cane tree.
Okay, you bite into the candy cane tree and it tastes like chocolate. You haven't actually picked a candy cane fruit, but, you know, it tastes like chocolate.
Hey, Mungo, I think we should probably look for a way to help our friends out there who are probably not manly enough to lick up the juice.
Let's communicate with these fairies and see if we can get some more Shrinky Dink potion.
Okay. What do you do?
Hey, fairy, can we get some more Shrinky Dink potion for our friends?
Shrinky Dink potion? Sure. Yes. The fairy flies away, and she brings a... She doesn't even bring it in her hand. She just, like, waves some kind of wand, and there's a giant bottle, and it will just barely fit through the door, and she gives it to you. It plops down in front of you. It's bigger than you.
All right, Hardy Magician, magic this potion over to Shintai and Fleming.
Okay, I should use, levitate. I hibbity dibbity dibbity date. I cast a spell of levitate.
Okay.
Dibbity 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 bar. I hope this helps other friends who is too afraid to drink the cum bar.
Okay, 16, yeah. Okay, Fleming and Shintai, you see a bottle levitate through the small door, and it has the same color as the previous bottle. It's corked and everything. And it says drink me on it.
Quick, Shintai, before he drinks it, put your dick in it.
It's a trap.
It's a trap. You see suddenly a weird lobster like thing pointing at you and saying, "It's a trap."
Oh no. Alright, I'm gonna drink it.
Let's go.
You drink about it and you are now the size that you can walk through the door.
Great. I'm going to walk through that door.
Okay, I take a swig as well.
Okay. And,
I drank it all you can't, because you suck. But I'm not even kidding.
Okay, both of you rolled 20. No, both of you rolled D20.
Hold on, I gotta open up the room. Oh crap, I fucked up.
That's 16. Yeah. Oh, pluses.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know. As you try to drink all of it, Fleming snatches it out of your hand and he drinks it. No problem.
But he has a one!
Okay, he's slightly bigger than you, so he has to, in order for him to be the same size, he has to lick him.
Wait, I have a 16. He has a 1.
Oh, no, as I said, you are fine. Fleming is still big. He is still slightly too big to fit through the door. So he either has to drink from the, like, lick it from the floor.
Fine, I'm licking up the dick puke bottle. It's done. Lick it all up. I'm going to take my tiny little napkin and then just put it on my face.
Okay, enough of that. Thank you very much. I said fucking enough. Okay, you puke, but you still get enough of you that you are now the same size.
Great.
Okay, you both follow
me. Thanks for making me have to do that.
Well, you're all the one. I'm sorry.
God, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Okay, okay, you're all four now in this land where there's every vegetation is some sort of food or candy. And yeah, some good creatures flying around. So what do you do?
I'm gonna ask one of these fairies how we get out of this desk.
How do you get out of this desk? But this is our world. This is a great world.
Yes, it is a wonderful world with amazing beer rivers. But we're not from this world. How do we get to where we belong?
You have to ask the great caterpillar.
The great caterpillar. Where do we find the great caterpillar?
Just follow this trace of purple smoke.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Also, or you could just follow the yellow brick road.
Purple smoke me.
Oh, man.
Purple caterpillar, man.
And you actually you find a yellow.
I think, you know what I think? I think there is nothing in this entire dungeon that is going to heal Shintai.
Why don't we ask the great caterpillar?
I think we're going to get to it, and it's going to be like, you've got to go to the ruins,
what are you
man.
Doing, man?
Let's go find the great caterpillar. Maybe he can help us find the dude we're after or something. Let's see what he's got to say.
Let's all hold hands and skip.
Oh, God. Okay.
I feel amazingly receptive towards that after drinking your dick puddle.
Oh, you liked it.
So how did that potion taste without the cock juice in there?
This is like, nope.
You know, I had both because I had some of the untainted potion before.
Untainted taste is pretty good. It was sweet.
Like, yeah. Afterwards, the second helping tasted like it had cottage cheese in it. Like a mixture of cottage cheese and orange juice.
Okay.
I'm guessing Retro doesn't clean himself.
Okay, as you wander down following the purple smoke trail walking on the yellow brick road, you find a giant leaf in a huge fat caterpillar smoking on a giant bong.
Going to race the
caterpillar. I told you guys, Wonderland!
And he's like,
God, okay, yes.
Sword comes
it's
out.
That guy.
And you recognize the face. It's that guy. Oh, can I help you? Oh, it's you.
God. I'm gonna fucking kill this.
What are you doing here, man? No.
Oh, purple smoke. I get it.
Can I get out of that bed?
Oh, great caterpillar,
man. Help you.
We've seemed to have found ourselves inside of a haunted IKEA furniture piece. And we've had to drink disgusting, horrible things to get this far. How do we get back to where we belong?
Well, where do you belong? Do you know that? And what was your original purpose to come here?
Well, we're trying to heal our friend here who's been possessed by a sword. And there's supposed to be some gold dude that's able to help with that, and that's why we're trying to traverse this dungeon.
Gold dude? Yep. You surely mean the master of the Purple City.
The Purple City?
Yeah.
Yes! That is exactly who I mean. How do we find this cat?
Well, you just follow the yellow brick road, my friend.
Then we're gonna go do that right now. Bye-bye.
Good luck to you. I'm sure we will meet again.
We forgot to ask him about some potion.
Potion for what?
Oh, Let's not ask him anything. I want to get healed.
Okay, let's just go. Follow the yellow brick road.
This follow quest the yellow is not brick road. Far long enough.
I hope we don't run into any munchkins.
We are munchkins. We're 2 inches tall. We're in a fucking drawer.
We're the size of Retro's cock.
No, sorry, I think man, you're I'm still kidding. Bigger than that.
I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding.
Okay, as you walk down the yellow brick road, you see a giant pile of poop.
Oh, God.
And you see...
Don't put your dick in your Retro.
Magician, no!
You see in front of you a giant lion. A giant iron statue and oh, a giant weird scarecrow looking thing walking. And they're like
wait,
ginormous.
Wait. We're gonna have to try to hitch a ride on the cuffs of their pants. I nominate we try to latch on to the straw man. They can do all the walking like 20 times faster for us. Come on, let's just take a ride.
Alright, I'm game. Let's sure. try it.
Same.
Okay, everybody roll D20.
We're gonna have to time this just right, fellas.
8.
I don't know, I didn't roll correctly.
That was my roll to see how well I roll.
Okay, everybody fails to grab on the scarecrow-looking dude except Silver Magician.
Silver Magician, use your goddamn levitating magic to get us off.
The creature, the giant creature, scratches himself and throws him down. But he throws him into the grass, so he's fine.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
In the Wizard of Oz, when they finally got there, the wizard, like, not be able to help them or some shit like that.
Oh no, I only fell on the ground for a moment or two, now I'm covered in poo. Oh,
wait, roll a d20.
You shouldn't have given him the idea. Yeah.
No, hornies. Hornies. Okay. You fall in poo, either way. I don't care, you fall in poo.
Well, just a moment or two.
That's why he survived, otherwise you'd be dead.
What smells like shit? I've got cream on my crotch. My dick shriveled down from putting it in the bottle, now I'm covered in shit.
That's what you get for putting the dick in the bottle.
So one little fairy comes down and like, I can help you, here's this leaf. And a giant leaf lands. You can fly on this. And it flies away.
Wait, hey, why isn't this turning me into some sort of raccoon?
That's not
right,
that
man,
kind
let's
of
take
leaf.
A ride on the leaf. Let's take a ride on the leaf.
Let's do it.
Okay, you get all on the leaf. It says, and the leaf starts talking. Where should I take you?
Where?
What's next? A yellow submarine and the Beatles?
We're off to see the big boss guy around these parts.
Boss guy? Which boss guy is that?
In the Emerald City. The dude in the Emerald City.
In the Emerald City, sure. And he flies up. And you fly on for a couple of hours. You fly away where those three guys are going. And you see a giant emerald suddenly gets really dark. And you see a giant emerald volcano. Of giant tentacles going out of there.
Oh, yeah.
God.
You sure you want to go there?
No. But stop and think about this.
Okay. Leaf stops.
I thought it was the Golden City, not the Emerald City.
Oh, yeah, let's go to the Golden City. Yeah, I can take
it. Yeah, I got confused.
Yes,
and
you did.
And he flies away.
I'd rather not get tentacles. A
couple of hours later,
flying Nimbus. Sorry.
You can see a giant golden dragon, and he's just like puffing smoke, and this like this, everything around him is destroyed and like black and charred.
Why is it gonna be
it's
black,
not very
huh?
golden.
God, I don't think we want to be here either.
I have a feeling that we probably would have had a better chance finding that map by killing the dragon that person warned us about.
All right, how about this? We find some fairy people to get some magic unshrinking potion. We take our new magic leaf and just fly the fuck out of that desk.
I love how, like, when I said I just want to wait, that was, like, a bad idea. We're going to be, like, right back where we were.
Oh, my God. Why can't we just finish this quest already?
It's not a fucking video game. You never finish the quest. The quest continues on. But everybody draw a
d20. Everybody
roll a d20.
Hold on. I just tried to open...
Boom shakalaka.
Okay, Mungo, you remember, it's not golden, it's not emerald, it's the fucking blue city.
Yeah, alright, we're going to the blue city. Yeah, let's go there.
Oh, the blue city, yes! I didn't want to take you to your death. Yeah, the blue city is much better.
Dwarves are colorblind.
Dragon is by the sea.
Okay, he flies up really high into the clouds, and there is a floating blue crystal city. And there's a gate.
There's a gay.
There. Leaves you there. The gate is like ginormous. Like you are.
I think we're in heaven.
Do they have 60 virgins?
What do you do?
Someone here to do the talking.
God.
Alright, I'll do the talking. What's up, man?
Well, it's still just the gate. You're still in front of the gate.
I'm talking to the gate. Hey, what's up, gate?
Okay.
World of Pals, remember?
The gate doesn't respond.
There's a small window opening up.
Sorry, guys.
There's a small window opening up.
Hey, dude in the window. Hey. What's up?
I thought I heard something, but it must be just mice or something.
No, we're not mice. Hey,
what kind of spells does the horny magician have that can get his attention?
The horny magician?
Okay. Well, I've got Prestidigitation, which performs minor tricks for an hour.
Okay, what kind of minor trick do you want to do?
Loud-ass voice.
Okay, loud-ass voice. Do it. Roll.
Yeah. Oh, great. Now I'm going to be doomed.
Yeah, I like how the horny magician's going to be our fucking ambassador. Real fucking silver tongue.
Okay. Your voice is not good to loud.
Dump a turkey.
Wait, Diver, here you are.
What? Oh, you are down there. All of you, your ears hurt like hell. Door opens. You're almost whisked away by the air that comes out. You almost fall off the clouds that the castle is on. You see a huge giant. Oh, you're so tiny. Wait, let me make you bigger. And he takes a big muffin. And he puts it down in front of you, which is gigantic. Here, eat a little bit of this. That should help.
Can I stick my dick in this one?
God,
no more.
I just take a bite out of it.
Why would you want to put your dick in this one?
I don't know why, but when you say that in the voice, it is the funniest shit.
I guess we all eat some muffin.
Motherfucking muffin, Humper.
You eat the muffin? Retro Kaiser is just humping it, but he's also eating the same time.
I'm not humping the muffin, I'm just biting it. I learned my lesson.
You all grow back to your normal size.
I've grown up, but my dick hasn't. Very, very nice. Thank you.
The blue person says, enter, and you can talk to the blue wizard.
Alright, blue wizard. How you doing, man?
Well, wait, you have to follow me first.
Wait, you just told me I could talk to the
wizard. Well, once I get you there, you idiot, follow me.
Oh.
Follow me.
Do you know nothing about proper wizard procedural?
I don't know, man. I was like...
I don't know, man.
I didn't go to Hogwarts.
Okay, the guy leads you down to a...
You don't want to. Hogwarts is a shame.
And then you see a gigantic floating blue face, and he looks at you.
I am the blue wizard. How can I help you? You have entered my realm through great peril. You have one wish. Be smart about
one wish. Man. Wait.
Can I whisper to the
guys? No, you shut up because you got a loud ass voice. Guys, let's take our time to deliberate this. We're all speaking quietly under our breaths. The horny magician will remain silent. We have one wish. Let's use our wish to get to the guy we're looking for to cure our friend.
Why don't we?
Am the guy you're looking for, you idiot. I am Balliol. Who do you think I am?
Yeah. Why don't we just use the?
Why don't we just use the wish to fix me?
Because we're still stuck in a table.
So I still want to be fixed.
All right.
I will cast you out of my realm forever because I don't want such slaughtering, disgusting pigs like you here anyway.
Sounds good. Fix our buddy. Good.
Does anybody remember the ghost's name? Like,
the sword floats out of Shintai's grasp, and he just looks at it, and the sword, there's a small demon looking at, oh no! And the thing looks at it, it just disintegrates. Okay, he's healed. Good luck.
Yes!
You're suddenly back in front of the Great Temple.
I finally fixed.
That was like this compared to trying to fix it last time. It's like 7 hours of gameplay trying to get that done.
Oh my god, finally!
All right, now what have you learned about dark magic?
Do not dabble in
Never
dark
stick
magic.
Your dick in it.
I'm going to be a
pirate. I go to Candyland.
We've all grown bigger and learned many life lessons.
Especially the horny magician.
Yes, I think we need to find a bathhouse. I still got cream on my crotch.
You find a
Sounds
bathhouse.
Sounds good. We can use... We could use some relaxation, gentlemen.
You find a bathhouse, and yeah, you have some fun there. So,
ooh, nice.
You definitely have to make sure horny magician is by himself when he has this form.
It's time for some sexual healing.
And when I'm on that feeling,
am I allowed to use the mage hand to scrub my back with a back scrubber?
Okay, guys, why not, but at this point, we're gonna end the session here. We can still shoot the shit for a while, but record.
Okay, that sounds good.
Mission complete.
So my question is,
finally cured.
Did you enjoy this last part, or was it too weird?
No, I enjoyed it. It was pretty good.
It was definitely some Disney shit, but it worked.
Oh yeah, why not? I like to throw in shit like that.
I'm glad I'm fixed.
I'll be back in a second. We can just shoot the shit. You can stop the recording now if you want to.
Yeah, I already stopped it.
And now, some music from Green Leo.
I'm going to turn on Bayonetta now. Oh my god, I'm fixed.
It's funny you should bring that.